真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
We're going to talk about raising up leaders for church multiplication movements.
今天呢，我们来到去思想的就是有关预备培育的领袖来到去递增繁殖堂会。
And in your notes, you'll notice that is section 3.
如果在大家的笔记稿里面，将会是第三个的段落。
There's three sections. The one we dealt with yesterday on growing healthy churches is section 1.And then you'll see there's a second section, which is what we're going to deal with tomorrow. And then the third section is the one we're going to deal with today.
So, the first section, the first part, is the first part of how to deal with a healthy church. And the second part is how to deal with a healthy church. And today is the second part, is how to deal with a healthy church. Is how to deal with a healthy church.
And it's important to be on the right section, because all the pages start...with number one in each section.
咁所以每一个部分嘅时候，开始嘅时候都系第一页嘅。所以如果你揾唔到，你揾到第一页就得。同埋咧，就喺嗰个嘅长行里边咧，就有颜色纸间开嘅第三部分。今日系。
So are you on the page called Preparing to Raise Up Leaders?
所以如果大家有呢一张咧，好啦，你睇唔到啦吓，叫做预备培训领袖咧，就啱啦。有个一字啊喺呢个嘅右上角嘅。
If so, you're in the right place.Okay, when you think about the process of leadership development,
当我们来到想到有关一个领袖嗰个嘅一个预备培育嘅过程嘅时候
，we think about the verses in Matthew chapter 9.
我哋首先谂到马太福音书第九章。
And if you want to look in that passage of scripture, I encourage you to.
所以系鼓励大家嚟到转去嗰度嘅经文，大家喺前面就有圣长会嘅圣经你可以使用。
Jesus noticed that the major limiting factor to the multiplication of the church is leadership.
主耶稣呢个提到点样嚟到去培育领袖嘅原则。
Jesus saw the fields and he had compassion on them.
主耶稣见到呢个禾场嘅时候，就心里面起咗爱怜。
And his heart was broken, and he said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
因为心就受大大的感动，就话庄稼系多而工人系少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to raise up workers to go into the harvest field.
所以就求庄稼嘅主差发工人收庄稼。
How do you get more leaders?
我哋点样嚟到去培育领袖咧
？Everybody needs them.
我哋每一教会每一处都需要领袖。
I haven't been anywhere in the world where they say, we have more than enough leaders. We have more leaders than we know what to do with. I suppose, is there anybody here that has more than enough leaders to get the job done? If you do, there's probably a number of people in this room that would love to have some of those leaders.
如果系嘅时候咧，相信喺呢个就起码有一半房间里面嘅弟兄姊妹系想咧人足有咗嗰啲嘅你认唔得到嗰啲领袖嘅时候，佢哋一定会用呢样嘢。
So how do you get more leaders？
我点样能够有更多嘅领袖
？You ask God for them。
我哋要向呢个庄稼嘅主嚟到求。
We can pray and ask God to raise up the leaders。
我哋可以求主能够去培育更多嘅领袖。
And this is a prayer that God loves to answer。
呢个就系神系乐于嚟到答允嘅祷告。
Are you diligently praying for leaders?
我有冇切切嘅勤恳嘅求呢个领袖咧
？James tells us in chapter 4 that we have not because we ask not.
喺雅各书第四章嗰度讲俾我哋听，我哋得不着系因为我哋唔求。
Are you truly asking?
我哋系咪真正地求咧
James also goes on to say, sometimes we ask, but we ask with wrong motives, that's why we don't receive. But I think there's a more basic reason why we don't ask for leaders. Right in the passage of Matthew chapter 9, I would suggest to you the reason we ask not is because we care not for the harvest. The degree to which our heart breaks the Lord, breaks the heart of God, to that degree we're pleading with the Lord of the harvest to raise up workers to go into the harvest field. That's why it's so imperative that you raise up new churches, because the harvest is so vast.
So 97%
of the people here in Hong Kong don't know Christ. There's no way that existing churches can reach all that harvest. So what do we need to do it? We need leadership. Does your heart break over what breaks the heart of God? If it does, you'll be pleading with God for the workers. Now, God will answer that prayer in a couple of ways. First, God will just simply send you some people. When we pray this prayer, we don't even have to ask God, Lord, if it's your will, then please give us more workers. Now, I admit that there are many times when I simply don't know what God's will is when I pray. And so, therefore, I humbly say, Lord, if it's your will, I ask that this will be done. But this is a prayer where we don't have to ask, Lord, if it's your will. Because we know it's God's will, right? Therefore, we can plead and ask God with confidence and in faith, know that He'll answer. And we've had the experience where God will sometimes just send us somebody out of nowhere, seemingly. More likely, though, what God wants us to do is to ask Him who we should be investing in to raise them up. One time I was asking God, I said, Lord, who should I be spending time with? Who should I be investing in? And as I prayed that, I prayed that prayer, and one name came to my mind. Doug. And I prayed the next day, and I said, Lord, who should I be spending time with? And the next day, only one name came to my mind. It was Doug. And so for 2 weeks, I prayed this prayer. And for 2 weeks, only one name came to my mind. After 2 weeks, I finally concluded that God was trying to say something to me. You have to understand that Americans do not have as good a spiritual sensitivity as those in Hong Kong. Especially conservative Baptist Americans. And so I decided that God was trying to say something, so I called up Doug and set up an appointment to take him out to lunch. He was the new music teacher at the high school. And so when he got in the car, he said, Bob, I am so glad that you called me. He said, I have a million questions. I said, well, why don't you start with number one?
咁你問第一條啦。
And it began a mentoring relationship.
就係嗰陣時，呢個師徒嘅關係就開始啦。
And eventually, over the next couple of years, Doug became the director of worship in our church.
然後嚟咧，呢個德就成為咗我教會裏面嗰個嘅崇拜嘅領袖。
Just in time to be raised up because we were losing our worship leader because he was going out to start a new church.
時間其實非常之吻合嘅，因為當時我哋有個崇拜領袖需要出去另外一個工場。
Most of the time, God answers the prayer for workers by directing us who we should be spending time with.
So, 神自己很多时候对我们引导，就话俾我们听，从边个人放上投资我们的时间。
But when you reflect upon Jesus' ministry model of leadership development,
所以我们看主耶稣对这个领袖培训的模式。
Where did Jesus start in his leadership development program?
主耶稣在哪一个开始启动他那个的领袖训练的程序呢？
I would suggest to you that he started in the harvest.
我又提議話，主耶穌係從嗰個嘅莊稼開始。
He recognized that the workers are to be found in the harvest.
主耶穌認定就係嗰個莊稼係個領袖係在莊稼裏面嚟到去找得到嘅。
In a church multiplication movement, there are not enough workers found in the church to be able to meet the need.
所以在这个教会增长的运动里面，我们看到就不足够的领袖来到去符合，来到去满足所有的需要。
By definition, a church multiplication movement will necessitate raising up workers out of new converts.
所以呢，就这个八字从定义来讲，这个教会增长的运动的就提议给我们说，一个的领袖的培育是从那个新初信的人开始。
So Jesus went into the harvest and found some willing followers and said, follow me.
主耶稣见到一些的人，一新的人的时候，就向他们说，你要跟随我。
He gave them a good model.
主耶稣给了一个好的模式。
Then he trained them through on-the-job ministry assignment.
主耶稣就在一个工作的上面的当中来训练他们。
Then he commissioned them to make disciples of all nations.
所以叫他们选万民作他的门徒。
And then he sent them out.
他就将他们差派出去。
And we read in the book of Acts there was the multiplication of disciples, groups, and churches all over the place.
所以在这个行传里面讲到这个教会就是不停地递增起来。
So let's look on page 2.
所以我们看第二页。
We talk about the notion of leader development system.
我们今天要将会讲的就是一个领袖训练的系统。
The passion for leadership development really should flow out of compassion for lost people.
我哋一个嘅领袖训练嘅激情系应该睇于我哋对一个嘅失丧嘅灵魂嘅嗰个负担。
And as we reach the harvest, our capacity to raise up leaders to reach even more of the harvest should increase proportionately.
所以我哋嚟到去请你去递增个工人嘅时候，就另外递增个庄稼，然后就主地嚟到去好似波浪式咁浮动出去。
Let me ask you this question.
我问你一个问题，
Who has the responsibility to raise up pastoral leaders?
究竟是谁个的责任来到去培育教会的领袖、牧师？
Who has the responsibility to raise up pastors and church planters and missionaries?
是谁个的领袖责任来到去培育出教会里面的开放者和传道人？
Take a look at 2 Timothy 2:2 and I think you'll see the answer to that question.
我们来看看提摩太后书第二章第二十节里面就是我们的答案。
In 2 Timothy 2:2, we're going to read that one.
这里就告诉我们，我们要教导那些能够教导别人的人。
We see Paul writing to Timothy.
所以保罗在这里来到对提摩太这么说。
And he said, And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust with reliable men who will be qualified to teach others also.
所以第二章第二十节那里
Pastor.
这就是保罗写信给提摩太这个牧者。
And what was Paul asking to do?
保罗这里叫他做什么？
See, sometimes we wrongly assume that 2 Timothy 2:2 is a verse on discipleship.
有时我们错误地认为提摩太后书第二章第二节讲的是门徒训练。
Certainly that is one of the applications of that passage.
这个肯定是这些经文的其中一个应用。
But I would suggest to you it's not the interpretation of the
passage.
Paul was writing to Timothy and saying, raise up others like you, who in turn can raise up others like you.
So
he was saying, raise up other pastors who in turn can raise up other pastors. In the first century context, most of the world was not reached. Much like Hong Kong. How are you going to reach them? If you're raising up pastors, you're actually raising up people that will be able to plant churches to start other churches. I would suggest to you it's the responsibility of pastoral leadership to raise up the next generation of pastors, church planters, and missionaries. And 2 Timothy 2:2, if you look at it in context, is probably one of the clearest verses on church planting and church multiplication in all the Bible. Now I confess to you that my passion is church multiplication. And so it is possible for me to find church planting in the Bible even when it's not there. I know that you have certain passions too, and you'll find things in Scripture that relate around that passion. But I challenge you to study this particular passage because I think you'll see that it's talking about the price of full-time leadership. It's talking about church multiplication and the necessity to raise up leaders for a church multiplying movement. So a leader development system has the following purpose. It's written out on your notes on page 2. It's to raise up leaders for the harvest and from the harvest through a more effective and reproducible process of leadership development within local churches resulting in church multiplication movement.
That's
a very important definition. You notice that I'm saying not just raising up leaders for the harvest. But in a church multiplication movement, you must also raise up leaders from the harvest so the multiplication can continue to happen. Now, there are really three goals of leader development systems. Now, you'll notice it says leader farm systems in your notes. Is that what it says?
Something similar.
That's fine. It's talking about how you grow up leaders. That's the term we use in the U.S. Farm system about growing up leaders. So there are three goals. More and better leaders. We need to build up quality leaders that can multiply group and churches. Many pastors I know are very interested in leadership development systems simply for the growth of their own church. I would suggest to you that motivation is insufficient. That rather we need to be looking beyond the harvest. A second goal of leader development systems is more and better churches. As the quality of leadership increases, so does the quality and health of the church. But the third goal is church multiplication movement. And so we see the necessity of raising up leaders. Not just for the sake of our own church, but for the sake of the harvest. Let me give you a couple examples of leader development systems. In Indonesia, there's a seminary. And they have a big vision. They want to plant 20,000 churches by the year 2015 in Indonesia. Their slogan is summarized this way.
他们那个口号就是这样的,
1-1-1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One church in every village in this generation. And to do this, they are starting seminaries. And the requirement to graduate from the Bible school or from the seminary is that every student must plant a church before he or she graduates. The students go to school from Tuesday morning through Friday at noon. Then they get on the buses and they go to the villages. And they evangelize. And they are not completed until they have 25 baptized adult believers. Now you realize in Indonesia that the villages there are Islamic villages. But if you want to graduate from the school, you have to pass all your academic classes.
So if you want to graduate from the school, you have to pass all your academic classes.
And you need to start a church with 25 baptized adult believers. In a place where there are previously no Christians. I like that. By the time I had visited a few years ago, they had already started 700 churches and won 13,000 people to Christ. They had already planted 13 branch seminaries on their way to planting 400 branch seminaries throughout Indonesia. Why couldn't we do that in a place like this? Why couldn't we have the people that graduate from theological institutions prove that they can minister? That's an example of a formal training process. Let me give you an example of a non-formal training process. In Southern California, there was a cell-type church that planted 50 congregations in one 10-year period of time. They would find cell leaders that had proven they could evangelize, disciple, and raise up other group leaders. And they would challenge them to pray about whether God is calling them to become a church planter. And so they would continue working at their job, and they would enroll them, if they got confirmation, in a 9-month intensive class. They called it Pastor Factory. And they would expose them to Bible and theology and church history and pastoral leadership and other things. And then by the time they finished the 9 months, they would meet once a week, by the way, for about 3 to 5 hours. There would be no teaching per se. In fact, every student in the student group of about 8 would need to come prepared to lead the discussion that night. And so they would read 1, 2, or 3 books during the week to prepare. And you never knew when it was your turn to lead. And so they would expose people to the whole universe of theological understandings and pastoral leadership. More importantly, they would give them lifelong learning skills. At the end of the 9 months, they give them an opportunity to write a church planting proposal. And as they did that, they would have it very much scrutinized, and they would be approved in the proposal finally, and then they would have opportunity to go out and plant the church. And they would encourage people they would preach in the services and encourage people to go with them. And once they got 40 people gathered in a group, then they would give them some financial support to get started. And they started 50 churches in a 10-year period of time, 45 of which are still growing today. That's another example. In Honduras, I could give you another example. In Honduras, oh no, I'm going to get that model to you later. I was just checking my notes. So let's take a look at the reflection. Some questions I want you to spend some time praying about. Question number one is, what is your vision for the harvest? Secondly, how would you evaluate the compassion you have for lost people as evidenced by your behavior? Not by what you say, but based only by what you do, how would you measure your compassion for lost people? Third question. If you really got serious about raising up leaders for the harvest, how would your life and ministry be different? And finally, how much are you willing to invest for the raising of leaders for the harvest? Those are 4 very important questions that I think we need to reflect upon before we proceed through the rest of this day. So spend about 3 to 5 minutes in quiet reflection and prayer.
So
Then I'll get you into some little groups to discuss this. Okay, let's pull back together.
好, 我们继续。
I want to share with you in the next few minutes some of the important principles for leader development systems.
我想嚟紧呢几分钟里面同大家分享到有关呢个嘅领袖培育系统里面几个重要嘅原则。
And they're listed for you on page 3 in the note.
呢个就喺大家嘅嗰个嘅笔记嘅第三页。
These are the key principles if you want to develop effective leaders.
呢个就系一啲重要嘅原则嚟帮助我哋去建立培育领袖。
First and foremost is the principle of loving obedience to Jesus and His Word.
第一个首要嘅就系要爱主、顺服主同埋听佢嘅话。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you keep my commandments."
所以主耶稣话：如果你系爱我嘅时候，你就守我嘅诫命。
The problem in the church today, especially in the Western world, is that we educate people beyond their obedience.
而今日喺世界上面普世嘅教会嘅问题，特别喺西方嘅教会，就系话佢哋冇了好啲教导，佢哋去顺服主嘅道。
And we teach this to even new converts.
所以我哋要教导我哋嘅新信初信嘅门嘅人。
We give them lots of information.
我哋俾佢好多嘅资料。
But we don't follow up to see if they're living that out in their life.
而我哋冇继续跟进嘅时候，佢哋喺生命上面，都会行，会地行出来。
And then we proceed to give them more information.
于是我哋继续去执多啲资料俾佢。
What we're doing in that way is teaching new Christians disobedience.
其实我哋咁样嘅时候，实际就教嗰啲初信者点样嚟到不顺服主。
We put it into their very genetic code that it's okay to learn but not apply.
即系我可以话俾佢听，就你可以系绝对可以嘅，就系你只系嚟到去认识，而不需要去进行。
I would much rather teach the people the few things they live out than lots of things that they don't live out。
其实我哋宁愿系教佢好少少几样嘅嘢，能够好好地去进行，就不过教好多嘅嘢而佢唔进行。
And so loving obedience to Jesus and His Word is a critical principle。
所以能够去爱主、顺服主同埋佢嘅话语，实在一个系先入性嘅重要。
Second principle is proactive faith and prayer.
第二个嘅原则就系主动嘅爱心，甚至主动嘅信心同埋祷告。
It takes prayer and time to be able to raise up leaders.
实际系需要信心同埋祷告嚟到培育领袖。
And we have to believe that God can do it.
我哋真系有一个充足嘅信心，主能够如此做。
We have to believe that God wants to do it through us.
而并且我哋相信一个就系主系透过我哋嚟到做。
Third principle is this.
第三个原则就是
evangelism integrated with the spiritual formation process.
是要结合报道和灵命的培育。
Many people in the church wrongly assume that leadership development happens in a sequential way.
所以很多人错误地假定那个的进程是一个陆续程序步逐步地去的。
That first we evangelize,
首先我们报道,
then we nurture,
然后我们去培育。
Then we raise up leaders.
然后我们来到去就是培练成为领袖。
But if you think about the model of Jesus, how did he do it?
所以你们听到主耶稣的模式的时候，他怎么做呢？
He did all three of those simultaneously.
其实我们的主是三合一同一时候做这三样东西的。
He evangelized, and then the newly converted people he sent out to evangelize.
他来到将一个人带去主耶稣之后，就马上将他带去工场里去报道。
And he was helping them in their character development and their leadership skills as they were doing ministry.
就当他们来到去侍奉的过程里面，他们建立他的性格，他们建立他领导那个的质素。
Think about who Jesus raised up.
试想一下，主耶稣所来到的所培育的人。
The disciples had all sorts of character problems.
那些门徒里面有各样的问题，各样的性格的问题。
Lord,Do you not realize that these people aren't listening to you? Do you want us to call down fire from heaven and burn them up?
所以你记得的时候，有其中我就向他们说，主啊，你不如呢，你看这帮人这么鬼衰的时候，怎么知青年，不如叫天火将他们焚烧啊。
These were the ones bringing the message of the good news of the kingdom.
这些就是那些要将人带进天国和这个传福音的人。
These were the leaders in training.
这些就是被训练的领袖。
They were arguing among themselves which one is going to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
他们自己是一帮这些所谓的领袖和培训的人，就来到大家彼此的争论，谁在天国里面最大。
But Jesus' model did evangelism while they were forming their character, while they were developing leadership skills. He did not separate leadership development from evangelism.
所以我哋睇到埋我哋嘅主并冇将到领袖培训同埋报道分开，系当我哋一路报道嘅时候，一路嚟到建立佢嘅性格，一路嚟到建立佢哋嘅领袖嘅才干。
In fact, you cannot really raise up strong leaders unless they are in the context of evangelizing. That's what Jesus would believe.
意思就是说，你需要在这个的事工那个的处境里面来到去建立领袖。
Fourth principle.
第四个的原则。
Mentoring in a life and ministry context.
在日常生活侍奉处境中作师徒。
Many things cannot be taught in the classroom.
有很多人都不能够在一个课室的环境里面去学得到的。
How could you teach swimming using a whiteboard?
所以我怎么用一个白板来教你怎么去游水？
You know, you could draw all the pictures you want, you could show, but how do you teach people how to swim?
所以我们画很多的动作的图片出来教你怎么游水？
You have to get them in the swimming pool.
这些都不用的，我要将它扔入个水池里面。
Or how do you teach people how to ride a bike?
我哋譬如话点样教一个人去踩单车
？You can't teach that out of a book.
你唔可以从一本书本知识里面教佢嘅。
You have to learn it on the job.
你需要佢一路踩单车嘅时候咧，嗰时佢先一路踩嘅，一路学踩嘅时候先学得识点踩。
And so we need to learn in the context of life experience.
所以我哋需要学习系喺一个生命嘅处境当中，生命嘅境中嚟发生。
With mentoring or coaching to come alongside.
而在这个生活的实际的生活的处境里面，来到有师徒受受的训练。
Fifth principle，
第五个的原则
，step by step leadership progression，
按部就班的领袖训练进程。
Leaders do not develop instantly，
所以一个领袖不可以积极地来到去产生的。
Three things you could mention here，
我想提三样的事情。
Number one， first things first，
第一就是第首要的要行先。
When you're working with people, you find the most pressing or urgent thing in their life, and you work on that first.
所以如果你同人一齐嚟到同工共事嘅时候，首先嘅就要睇到乜嘢系首要优先。
What is God teaching this emerging leader at this particular time?
究竟喺呢一个时刻之际嘅时候，究竟神要教导呢一个系在系呢个领袖有潜质嘅领袖，佢需要学啲什么呢
？So first things first. Secondly, one thing at a time.
第二个原则就是说一从一个时候做一件的事情。
Concentrate on learning one thing before moving on to something else.
先至集中于学一件的事情，识咗之后先至再学第二样。
Keep at it until it's learned.
能够继续做专心做一件事情，直到你做得学得到为止。
And thirdly, always one more thing.
同埋第三咧就是说我有一个渴慕去学更多嘅嘢。
Because learning is a lifelong process for effective leaders.
因为对一个有效的领袖来讲，他那个的学习是一个整个全人生命的过程。
Step by step through the leadership development process.
所以我们需要按部就班的来到领袖训练进程。
First things first, one thing at a time, always one more thing.
所以要先行，每一次就同一个就学一样东西，而且经常都想学更多的东西。
And finally,Simple and transferable strategy.
最后就是一个简单并且可以转移的策略。
The leadership development processes used need to be so simple that anybody can do them.
这个领袖训练的过程应该我们将它简化到每一个人都可以来到去效用的。
If it's way complex, then only the superstars can be developed as leaders.
如果我们太复杂的时候，只有那些超级巨星才可以能够塑造成领袖。
I would suggest to you that simplicity is a step beyond complex.
所以我会提议话一个嘅简化嘅过程，实际系一个系比一个复杂嘅过程，其实已经迈进咗一步噶啦。
I didn't say simplistic.
我唔系讲话将佢系过分简化。
See, sometimes we start here and we have some simplistic answers, and then once we get into it, it becomes very complicated. But if we can break through the complicated, then we can come back to simple.
所以其实我们需要开始的时候我们简单然后复杂，其实最高层次的就是反复归真，反复归简单。
And effective leader development systems are reproducible. Anybody can do it.
所以一个有效的培育的领袖的系统呢，是应该可以能够去将它转化，而是可以在不同的人境不同环境处境里面都经常可以跟上去为用的。
I'd like to give you 2 minutes to reflect on this.
我想你们都反省这件事。
Put a smiley face by those principles that you're strongly implementing in your leader development program.
将一个笑脸画在一个你觉得是很实用的步骤的旁边。
And then identify those areas where you may need to strengthen and improve.
并且你再试试看哪一个是你最需要强化的。
So take 2 minutes to think about it and I'll get you some groups.
所以用两分钟的时间将个试点画在你认为最有意义的这个六个步骤里面，其中的原则里面的旁边，并且能够去看哪一个是你需要强化的。用两分钟的时间做这件事情。
It's a privilege to introduce my colleague and partner in ministry, Reverend David Chu.
我们在这里介绍阿志牧师，这个是我这个树位的介绍志牧师。
He's Hong Kong born.
他在香港出世的。
And that makes him more legitimate than me.
所以就比我更加好了。
You're 17 or so when you moved out, correct?
大约是17岁左右，志牧师就是离开了香港。
And he is an experienced church planter and pastor.
他呢就是有负担于职堂和牧会。
Has 10 years of experience, started 2 churches.
有10年的时间在两间教会里面施工。
And served as the director of church planting within a denomination.
在一个宗派里面，他负责到这个职堂的主任的工作。
Also teaches church planting and leadership at the Regent College.
更加在维多利亚那个学校里面负责教职堂和系教牧的职工。
So he will be sharing in the presentation of material.
所以他会今天来到去跟我们分享的是在大家的手上的第五页的资料，第四页的资料。
And David will be leading the next session.
所以节目师现在会来领我们。We'll ask all the non-Chinese speaking participants please go up to upstairs and we'll have interpreted into English for you.
Okay, David, come on up. God bless you.
各位同工好，我把声音好大嘅，所以经常爆咪。咁咧就几个礼拜之前咧，我收到教宣寄俾我呢一份嘅宣传单张咧，咁我就一睇嘅时候吓咗一跳。点解吓咗一跳咧？因为佢写住咧跨世纪堂会爆炸研讨会。咁咧就我教书嘅时候咧，我有讲过 church growth 或者教会增长啦，或者健康嘅教会啦，从未讲过教会爆炸一样嘅嘢嘅。 咁咧，我諗呢個咧，可能就係好重要嘅一個新嘅思想咧，慢慢要推廣出嚟嘅，叫教會爆炸。我自己侍奉裏面咧，我親身都見過好多教會爆炸，見過啲傳道人爆炸，都有咁炸到咧，即係屍骸都冇埋嘅。咁所以呢個爆炸嘅研討會咧，你哋因住坐穩啲，可能有啲計住炸彈下面，一聽聽下嘅時候咧，炸咗你都唔一定。咁我就因為星期六先至翻嚟。 咁星期六翻嚟嘅時候咧，就未曾有時間適應嗰個時間，我喺温哥華嗰邊翻嚟嘅。咁就今朝早咧，早十點咗，咁啊六點鐘到就醒，五點幾就醒咗，五點鐘醒咗，瞓唔翻。咁我就諗下，到底呢個爆炸理論咧點樣去處理咧？因為我睇見嘅時候咧，我覺得咧一定會有好多人咧都會批評㗎，第日。點解咧？因為教會增長都有好多人批評，教會爆炸更多人批評啦， 咁我就喺度谂紧，我哋有冇一个嘅神学嘅基础咧？咁我谂咗个3分钟嘅教会爆炸神学观，咁而家同大家嚟个分享下，咁嚟到做一个嘅根基去讲嘅。主要原因咧就系咧，仲有少过3个礼拜咧就复活节。咁今朝早咧，当我自己瞓喺床度谂紧个教会爆炸理论嘅时候咧，我自己就谂到一样嘅嘢咧，就系一成个复活嗰个嘅观念啊。 我就諗到喺呢個嘅世紀初嘅時候咧，有一個神學家啦，係一個瑞士嘅神學家嚟嘅。咁呢個瑞士神學家咧，佢叫做Aulen A-U-L-E-N， 咁佢就寫咗一本書咧，嗰本書叫做 Christus Victor， 就係講到基督嘅嗰個德性嘅嗰樣嘢。咁我諗到呢個復活節呢樣嘅嘢，因為喺佢嗰本書裏邊咧，佢主要其中提咗一樣嘅嘢咧，就係佢要 defend for 咧一個叫做古典嘅 赎罪论嘅嗰个嘅思想嘅，咁佢里边咧就提到啦，成个耶稣基督嘅复活啦，唔系净系救赎我哋咁简单，而系神嘅作为啦，系持续喺呢个人类嘅历史里边咧，系透过耶稣基督嘅复活、耶稣基督嘅死、耶稣基督嘅复活 ，OK， 咁然后佢成个嘅理论后边咧，佢就话咧，耶稣嗰个复活咧系震撼咗成个嘅地狱，甚至呢个嘅世界嘅嗰个德性。 咁呢個我就睇到個 Crystal Victors 嗰樣 ，OK。咁另外咧，我就諗到咧就係咧喺新約裏邊講到嗰個爆炸嘅時候咧，啊諗到咧當嗰個嘅啊首先咧就喺嗰個能力嗰方面，因為爆炸係有能源嘅 power。咁就我好啊就諗到咧，因為啊復活節之後就啊聖靈降臨，咁就主耶穌佢話你哋要等聖靈嚟。聖靈嗰個能力咧 ，dunamis 我哋而家講嗰個嘅差約喺嗰度嚟嘅。咁我就喺度諗到咧，喺新約嘅對嗰個能力嘅嗰個嘅有神學家我叫Burkhoff 咧，咁佢寫咗本書叫《Christ and Power》。咁啊，今朝瞓喺度諗到佢嗰樣嘢咧，佢就提到啦，喺新約裏邊咧，基本上講到咧有幾種唔同嘅能力啊，一種嘅能力咧叫做 demonic power， 一種嘅邪靈嘅能力。OK， 另一種咧就係透過一個嘅架構，譬如話一個政府嘅能力，咁嗰啲咧係都係神創立嘅，但係魔鬼啊或者邪靈嘅勢力咧可以影響嗰個嘅架構，而導致咧好似譬如有希特拉嘅政府啊咁樣嚟到變成邪惡。但第三樣嘅嗰個能力係點咧？第三樣嘅能力咧就係咧耶穌基督咧，佢一方面係點咧？一方面咧佢係可以捆綁。这个的恶者可以捆绑那个邪灵的 power， 即是耶稣基督的能力。然后呢他可以将那个邪恶的能力呢是由他的能力的宝座上即是他的座位上面赶下来的。所以耶稣甚至可以对魔鬼讲你退去。OK， 他不单止捆绑魔鬼的能力等他没有再作为他还可以说你走你不可以来到即是来到对付啊同我可以平排来看。然后第三呢耶稣他粉碎埋这个的魔鬼的能力。当我将这些走埋一起来看的时候，讲到教会爆炸论的时候，我就想到我们是讲到真的透过圣灵的能力，让到任何的堂会都能够将这个的基督那个的 Christus Victor 那个的他的死他的复活真是彰显出来，震撼埋地狱嘅门。呢个系我哋讲到爆炸理论啦，三分钟嘅爆炸神学咁就讲完啦。咁咧就我觉得我哋要谂到爆炸就唔系为咗要好多人数，唔系为咗咩，系要嗰个嘅圣灵个能力吓、可以一路咁样嚟到扩展出嚟。嗱，咁呢个咧就带到入去啦。我哋点样训练嗰啲嘅信徒可以系嘅身上边咧都带住咁嘅能力去做。啊！未入到正题嘅时候咧，讲埋另一样咧，就系、是、因为喺我嗰边嘅侍奉咧，好多时候都有同样嘅问题出现嘅。那个问题就系、是、小堂会呢样嘅嘢。啊，寻日成日都坐喺度唔系好舒服啊，听到呢个term讲咗好多次小堂会。啊，点解唔舒服咧？我问一个问题啊，有边位嘅同工咧，你哋系一间所谓小堂会嗰度嚟嘅？可唔可以举手 ？OK， 都有好多吓。我想问咧，就系除咗喺策略上边，如果你哋刻意系咁样定之外咧，你哋有边个系想你间教会一路都系小堂会嘅？有冇啊？有，请你举手。除咗策略上你系谂住要小堂会之外，你有冇人系预咗你嘅堂会系小噶？冇噶。我谂每一个同工咧，开始就算直堂，就算神呼召你去牧养一间教会，你嘅心唔系谂住我牧养一间小堂会嘅。第一件事就是我哋点可以限制咗神喺我哋嗰个嘅事工上面嗰个嘅彰显佢嘅能力啫？边个话神啊？我净系想要一间小堂会。我谂每一个同工都系有个心咧，就系你想你间堂会咧能够发挥到更大嘅能力，就系越可以 impact 震撼到越多人越好嘅。冇人想住一间教会咧系小啊，除非咧有一个问题出现，就除非你想啊大教会个光彩多啲啦，咁嗰个系一个问题。OK。又或者你策略上因为限制啊环境嘅限制，你一知道咧，你一到某一个数字，你就开始在直堂分堂啊，嗰啲我明白。所以咧有好多人批判喺我哋加拿大又好，美国又好，有好多人批判点解有咁多教会咁多细嘅，你分散晒啲资源，仲直咁多细堂会做乜嘢？我有时就问佢哋，我唔知香港点样去答呢个问题，我嗰边就答佢哋，你估佢哋想开始嘅时候系预咗要细嘅咩？圣灵同佢讲过咩？冇噶。为什么我们要这样 去看这件事呢 ?OK, 那所以我希望就是昨天那个讲座就是要建立健康的教会，你健康的时候就会长大。我看见我五岁半的女儿，有时候我都不是可以很想象到为什么她这么高的了。那我想想有时候有这样的老豆，这样的女儿当然是这么高的。 但我最重要的就是不是他是不是高大，我最重要就是他是不是健康。他是健康的时候他自然会高大，我使乜咁紧张佢高定矮啫。OK， 嗰个唔关我事，我而家要做嘅嘢就要佢健康。OK， 啊，咁咧就如果要做到堂会嘅时候啊，或者要建立啊呢个嘅训练呢个童工，即系一啲嘅培育嗰啲领袖啦。我哋而家就睇睇第四版嗰度。我哋呢一堂咧就系讲到点样去培育同埋繁殖一啲嘅门徒。因为教会如果要一路增长嘅时候咧，我哋需要有呢啲嘅领导噶。我自己细个嘅时候咧，好中意睇一啲嘅书，特别系伊索嘅寓言。咁我好记得有一个古仔咧，就讲到咧一只鹅嘅古仔。嗰只鹅咧系专中意咧做咩咧？生一啲金蛋嘅。咁有一个农夫咧，佢就几穷嘅。我而家讲嗰啲叫做伊索寓言再篇啊，我自己即系简化佢咁讲出嚟嘅。咁嗰个农夫咧，有一日咧，呢个穷农夫咧，佢有一日咧就见到。在他的鹅隔离呢就有隻金蛋，咁佢好开心喎。咁佢以为呢即係又不过佢初出嘅时候呢好似就佢以为有人整蛊佢，唔知隻金蛋係咪真嘅金蛋咁。但后来当佢发现到嗰隻蛋呢真係金嘅时候呢，佢就好开心。佢好开心呢就见到日日都有隻金蛋。但係等等下嘅时候呢，佢就唔係好忍得，因为点解呢，佢话哇一日一隻金蛋咁慢，我点解唔可以一次过攞晒所有嘅金蛋呢。咁好啦，佢又諗到个方法，佢将隻鹅做咩事呀，劏肚，諗住攞晒啲金蛋出嚟。点知佢劏开嗰隻鹅嘅时候，佢发现个肚里面有乜嘢，冇蛋。好啦，鹅就死咗啦，乜都冇晒蛋，因为冇咗隻鹅就冇蛋㗎嘛，乜都冇。但呢个嘅预言呢俾我諗起啦，好多时候我哋做教牧，我哋做同工喺教会里面呢，就是一个很实际的伊索寓言的金蛋的故事的一种的方式来看。为什么呢？通常我们在教会里面，我们就要弟兄姊妹侍奉。我们希望有很多人一信主的时候，一晚里面已经慢慢变成就是很积极很投入。OK？我们时时几时刚才Bob他讲到那个马太福音第九章那里我们的祈祷。你知唔知咩人咧最祈得多咧？系主啊，求你赐俾我哋多啲庄稼嘅，即系收庄稼嘅人啊！咩教会里边边一班人系最多咁样祈祷嘅？估唔估到啊？教会里边咧就系嗰班提名小组嘅人，提名小组嘅人到到教会嘅年会嚟到之前咧，佢哋就一路为呢、這个即系禁食祷告都要求主啊，求你俾我哋有收庄稼嘅人。因为点解度度都揾唔到领袖，冇人出嚟。有啲个领袖咧就已经一身咧系兼几职噶啦，然后屋企啦，两夫妇都出去翻工，仔女都冇时间去照顾。但系教会嗰样嘢咧就系一路压落嚟，佢哋有啲就系有咁样嘅呼召去做，有啲咧就好无奈去做。我唔做边个去做啫 ？OK 嗱，我哋有一种嘅习惯咧，就变成一种个系统。呢种系统系点咧？就令到好多嘅而家侍奉紧嘅人咧。开始体力透支啊，心灵里面咧开始已经系疲惫啊，有啲我哋有时候叫做 burn out 嘅，烧尽咗嘅，有啲直情喺教会里面我要 take a break， 一年我唔可以侍奉，有啲甚至要转一间教会换一换，等佢唞一唞气。但呢个已经变咗咧，好多时候喺某一啲嘅教会里面咧，成为一种嘅不成文嘅一种系统喺度，就系、是、咁样样，有啲侍奉紧嘅就系再多啲嘅侍奉。有啲你要哀佢，你可唔可以做多年執事啊？因为我哋今年揾唔够人，你可唔可以挨多年啊？出年就有希望噶啦。啊，点知出年嘅时候唔得噶？你睇下我，你唔做嘅时候，教会就冧啦，咁就将个罪恶感压上去啦。咁特别嗰啲就系好感性嗰啲咧，就点得咧吓？有时候觉得自己系英雄，因为冇咗个教会就冧，咁就所以牧师好识讲嘢噶吓，冇咗你教会就唔掂，所以变咗啦。我哋有呢种咁样嘅恶性循环喺度。嗱，今日咧讲到呢一个地方咧，就系阿 Bob 同埋我咧都系嗰种好实用派嘅人嚟嘅。咁我哋咧好多时候都即系特别我自己咧，我好多时候谂下咧，如果你能够去一个讲座，喺嗰个讲座上面，你能够入去听嗰个讲员讲两个字，咁你就完咗个讲座。 咁翻去你就掂咧，咁咪最好啊！即系又悭我哋时间，又悭大家时间，系咪？即系如果可以同一个人嚟讲，听佢讲两个嘅事，咁咪已经改变晒我哋嗰啲嘅嘢。嗱，你好明显知道唔得噶。阿波大头先讲一样嘢咧，我觉得大家要谂咧就系，佢话过咧喺复杂嘅后边咧就系可以系简单嘅嘢嚟噶。嗱，我再前一啲去讲咧就系话咧，简单嘅嘢咧唔一定系等于肤浅嘅嘢嚟。我哋唔好有咁样嘅错误嘅观念咧，越简单咧就系好肤浅嘅。有时候我哋喺呢个时代咧，乜嘢都要 high tech 高科技，变咗喺教会里边咧，因为太多讲座咧，我哋成日都话有咩新嘢啊，有咩高层次嘅嘢，等我嚟领受两招。OK， 但我哋冇谂到咧，好多时候喺商界喺好多唔同嘅范围里边，都系话咧嗰啲嘅 basic 系乜嘢，啲根基系乜嘢。你如果去那些商界嗰啲训练会啊，去不同的地方都是说 What are the basics？ 最基本的是什么？我们应该问到属灵的那些的 basics 是什么？那些最基本的，因为基本的东西很有深度，但是很简单的，不是那么复杂的。OK？ 然后呢，简单是复杂的下一步。我们可以有很多的系统，很复杂的，有时候见到一幅图你都不知道那幅图为什么。即系可能要读个硕士学位，你先了解嗰个 system 嗰个系统。嗱，但系好嘅嘢咧，可以系好简单咁表达出嚟。咁然后咧，容易嘅嘢咧，通常好简单。我头先讲咗，但系简单嘅嘢咧，唔一定系容易嘅。OK， 容易嘅嘢咧系好简单嘅，简单嘅唔一定容易。然后咧，简单嘅嘢咧系可以容易去复制嘅，因为好简单咧就变咗咧。再生或者 reproduce 就容易好多啦。嗱，今日而家呢个时间咧，我就会俾一啲咧好基本嘅嘢。你话哇咁基本嘅嘢得唔得噶？我话俾你知咧，就系、是、一样嘢，我好感谢神咧，就阿 Bob 同埋佢嗰个嘅 research team， 佢哋好多嘅嘢做讲出嚟，今日去教嘅咧，就佢哋冚唪都系 field test， 我哋叫做啦，去试过嘅。有两年嘅时间，用唔同嘅教会、唔同背景嘅教会咧。他们真的去试过，真的做得到，他们才拿出来去讲的。他们不是有一个发梦的时候想到一个观念然后就讲出来。他们不是这样做。所以我自己在我的侍奉上面都得到很大的帮助。那他即今天我们在这一堂里面就讲到这个叫做培植门徒。那我想问各位，你一想到门徒训练的时候你想到什么呢？什么最普通咁样出现喺你心里边嘅满分，谂到乜嘢啊？即系嗌出嚟啊！乜嘢？嘅内容系啲乜嘢 ？O K， 仲有咧？要有时间一齐。O K， 满分，你谂到带领嘅时候，嗰啲带领嘅人系点噶？边啲人系带领满分噶？冇人知道牧师啦，咁或者系啲乜嘢？教会里边啲好成熟嘅基督徒系咪啊？多数系咁样嘅。如果唔系，点样要满分啊？嗱，呢度咧有一样嘅嘢咧，我哋要退一步去谂一谂咧。就当到我哋去培植嗰个嘅门徒嘅时候，培育啦、繁殖啦，其中有一个原因咧，因为呢度咧，我哋就话要建立到多啲嘅领袖出嚟。嗱，我哋时时有一种嘅观念咧，就系领袖我哋可以去点样啊？去我哋英文叫 recruit。即是可以去找返返嚟嘅 ,ok? 去招募返嚟领袖。喺嗰个观念上面呢，第一步有一个错嘅地方喺边度呢，就错咗呢。就係当你可以招募嘅时候呢，即係话呢，你有一班人喺嗰班人里面呢，你可以不断去去嗰班人当中去找啲人出嚟做领袖嘅。嗰个假设呢，就係你有一班人喺度。但呢个假设呢，好多教牧同工即刻话呢，我教会冇一班咁嘅人喎，你有冇借几个俾我最好。冇噶，变咗咧用招募嗰个方法咧，就系招招下咧，你冇晒人啦，因为个个已经一分四职啦，咁你点招啫？冇晒咯，咁变咗咧到去嗰个嘅门训嘅时候，门训有另一样嘢就系个内容有时候有好多嘅系统几复杂，然后要揾人去教，时间又好长，有冇人有咁样嘅委身嘅 commitment 嚟到去啦？但呢啲嘢咧就造成好多嘅障碍咧，等到好多时候咧，我哋由起步嗰度咧起唔到，已经冇晒啦。我哋有好大嘅意象，但系起步嗰步咧已经吓怕咗我哋。 今天我要介绍这样的东西是一些很简单的一个观念，但是这个观念呢，如果你说要看到个效果，你一定要去试，然后照着里面讲的东西才可以有见到个果效。在你们第四页那里，他开始说有选择门徒两个原则，这里就在翻译上面有少少的可以修改一下的，就是出入那里，因为原本是原文是英文的。第一点那里应该就是说哪些人可以是被训练做门徒，就是那些认为他们自己有需要耶稣基督的人来的，他们需要基督，他们可能的生命里面有些的痛苦的地方，或者他们灵性里面有些的需要，总之他们是需要基督，很简单，他们需要基督，这个是最基本，那班人就已经适合来到去做门训的对象。为什么有病的人需要医生，没病的人呢，你夹硬给个医生，他为什么要医生，或者他不觉得自己有病，这班人就需要耶稣的、okay? 需要耶稣的人，他们需要就不断去吸取耶稣，他们想要耶稣很多的东西，我们的责任就是什么，将他们带去等他们见到耶稣，等他们可以触摸到耶稣，可以被耶稣去医治他们、这个是门训里面那些人选当中最基本的一样东西，他们需要耶稣、okay? 很简单。第二样呢，就是他们愿意说呢、如果你可以给到耶稣我的时候，那我要做什么呢，那我们就会跟他说，那我们现在叫你跟我们有一个的聚会，一个规定的一个聚会的时间，你要肯这样做。他只是说 yes, 我肯这样做。就是这两样东西，我需要耶稣，还有我肯跟你们一起去聚集去学、okay? 就是这两样的基本的要求。不需要第啲乜嘢要签张约啊，或者系要你睇过我哋呢个课程啊，诸如此类，唔使，呢样嘢好简单。嗱，咁跟住咧就我哋去到睇门徒嗰个嘅两个好重要嘅一个习惯嚟嘅。嗱，习惯系乜嘢咧？习惯咧，有人去话咧就习惯就将一啲嘅原则咧变成你生命里边一啲自己惯常会用嘅嘢。就到你去应用这些原则出来的时候，你已经不自觉地用出来，那个就变成你的习惯。OK? 即是如果你是一个很诚实，你相信我们基督徒一定要诚实的人，你接纳了这件事，叫英文叫 internalize, 将它变成是你的一部分，到你很诚实会出来的时候，那是你习惯，你很忠实，很忠诚的一个人，很诚实，你都不怀疑地，你已经将这个原则用出来。这里有一个有两个原则，这两个原则可以用呼吸呢来到是代表的。这两个的原则呢，就在培育门徒上面呢，很简单，但是是非常之重要的两个原则。呼吸是最好一个的比喻。刚刚回来之前呢，我有一个直旁的同工，两夫妇生了一个，刚刚生了一个女。那个女呢是足月咁出世的，初初以为没什么事，但是呢一个礼拜之后发现一件事呢，就是她突然之间停止呼吸。吓到对父母不得了，而实在咧就是我哋嘅直堂同工里边咧，好多几次咧啲夫妇咧，佢哋直堂佢哋有细路，然后都经历好多嘅问题噶，即系我哋好清楚知道啦，嗰、那个我哋嘅嗰个恶者、那个敌人咧，系唔能够即系容许咧，我哋可以好顺利去直堂嘅，因为我哋直堂其实最简单嚟讲咧就系、是。侵略嗰个阴间嘅地方咧，将嗰啲嘅人摆翻翻嚟 ，OK， 所以嗰啲事会发生啊。咁咧就嗰个细路仔咧，就突然之间咧，有时会停咗呼吸，所以个父母咧嘅好担心，变咗24小时轮流要睇住，因为佢一停呼吸嘅时候就要送医院噶。咁到我翻嚟之前咧，终于发现咩事咧？原来佢有一边个肺啦，就系冇见即系发育得成，所以咧佢间中就有咁嘅问题。呼吸好重要嘅，喺我哋门训当中咧，两样其实最重要嘅嘢，第一样咧就系、是、呼出嚟，我哋将嗰啲嘅二氧化碳呼出嚟，将啲唔好嘅嘢呼出嚟。咁呢个系乜嘢咧？我哋用代表咧嚟到认罪嘅。喺成个门训嘅过程里边，最重要呼出嚟嗰样嘢咧，就系我哋愿意去认我哋嘅罪，我哋愿意嚟到神嘅面前咧，就系、是、嚟到求得洁净。有一段的时间，当我自己是侍奉一个低潮的时候，那时跟我自己灵性上面有一些问题都有关系。 咁有一次我自己发咗一个梦，我相信呢个梦里边咧，神真系对我讲说话。个梦好简单，冇乜嘢讲，但喺个梦里边我见到两样嘅嘢。我见到个两个好靓嘅杯，嗰两个杯咧用啲水晶咁做，即系闪闪亮嘅，好靓嘅。咁然后咧里边咧系装咗一啲好靓嘅液体，可能系酒啊之类嘅嘢，好靓。但系有一个杯咧，一路都外边咧污糟邋遢嘅。两个本来都系水晶嘅杯，但有一个咧外边好污糟邋遢。咁有啲人行过嗰度嘅时候咧，个个都系攞乜嘢咧？攞个干净嘅杯，攞个干净嘅杯。嗱，呢个梦就好简单。但当我自己去反省嘅时候咧，我发觉咧嗰个杯里边承载嘅嘢咧，只系一样嘅嘢嚟。喺我侍奉里边咧，承载嘅都系嗰个福音，都系嗰个宝贝。但系嗰个杯，甚至嗰个杯嘅 quality 嗰个质地咧，都系一样。但系一个系污糟嘅，一个系污糟。当嗰个系污糟嘅时候咧，就算里边承载嘅嘢系一样咧，啲人啊都唔会去攞嗰个嘅污糟嘅杯。当我谂到呢点嘅时候咧，就觉得喺我哋做门徒嘅身份，我哋嘅生命里面最重要就是我哋系认我哋自己嘅罪。喺门训里面好简单，第一样嘢，但系第二样嘢就系、是，好啦，我呼咗出嚟之后，我吸入去系啲乜嘢嘢啦？吸入去咧就系、是、嗰、那个啊神嘅道啦。嗱、啊，呼出嚟嘅时候就好似大卫佢话神啊，求你为我做一个清洁嘅心，所有里面咧有一个重新正直嘅灵。喺呢个系呼咗出嚟。咁吸入去嘅时候，我哋就要将神嘅道咧系种植翻喺我哋嘅里边，喺我哋里边。OK， 所以变咗门训咧就系认罪，同埋将神嘅道吸翻入去。啊，因为我哋知道咧，好似希伯来书四章里边讲到，上帝嘅道系活泼噶，系有功效嘅。OK， 嗱呢两样嘢好简单，我哋边个唔知啫？我哋个个都知道。OK， 我哋个个都知道。但系喺呢一个嘅系统里边咧，我哋点样将佢用出嚟帮助我哋去培育？啊，下一代嘅领袖咧，点样用法咧？我哋呢度咧将会介绍一样嘅嘢咧，就叫做生命嘅活化小组。嗱，呢个观念咧系一个好简单嘅观念嚟嘅啫，喺第五页嗰度，一个生命嘅转化嘅小组。嗱，呢个转化小组里边咧，建立喺一个嘅福音嘅观点上面，传福音嘅观点上面，就系传福音咧。当我哋传福音嘅时候，我哋有一个传福音嘅对象，我哋希望呢个人信主。但系咧，我哋如果真系睇真啲圣经嘅时候，睇到譬如话马太福音第九章嗰段嘅经文咧，我哋认真去睇咧，就是、我哋嘅目的唔系想呢个人咧单单系信主嘅。当我带一个人去希望佢信主嘅时候咧，我应该有一个祷告就系、是、神啊，呢、这个人将来会成为教会嘅团长嘅团契嘅。或者佢系主日学嘅老师嚟噶，或者甚至咧，神啊，呢、这个人我已经见到佢有咁样嘅啊才干啊，佢嘅有咁样嘅天才嘅时候，我祈祷就系、是、我而家带佢嚟，希望你个福音能够转变佢，佢将来成为一个嘅开放嘅直堂嘅牧师。我觉得咧，我哋传福音嘅时候，我哋要睇远啲噶，唔好睇咁近，就系、是、佢信主。我哋要睇远啲，因为点解耶稣佢同我哋讲，我哋要使万民作佢嘅门徒啊？他没有叫我们使万民作他的会友，没有，他叫我们叫看他们使他们作门徒，所以我们要看远一点，就是他们将来是教会的领袖，这个就是我们说、啊、在那个庄稼里面已经是要栽培一些的领袖。这个生命转化小组是怎样是看法呢？很简单，就两个到三个人，我一讲这些东西你觉得简单得太简单到晕，很简单，两三个人，他们要做的事做什么事呢？就每一个礼拜走在一起，答应每一个礼拜肯走在一起，这两三个人他们走在一起会做什么事呢？他们走在一起呢，就最接近一个课程的事呢，就是有十条的问题呢，是大家都问大家的，就这么简单。有十条的问题彼此会对问，我一会会将那十条的问题给你们一人一份。咁佢哋问呢十条问题，我哋就叫佢做问责嘅问题。OK， 咁喺呢个嘅对问问题里边咧，就会有即系一样嘅嘢咧，就最重要咧，就要彼此咧系约束住大家，呢个就系背后嗰个原因。 咁佢呢度亦咧就系统里边有一个内在嘅动机啊，或者比较亦得好啲咧，就系一个内在嘅推动力去推动佢嘅。啊，呢个叫 Life Transformation Group (LTG) 或者系生命嘅转化小组。嗱，呢个生命转化小组啊，点样样嚟到去运作咧？啊，就每一次咧，当呢两三个人喺埋一齐嘅时候咧，有好多特别嘅啊嘢咧，我哋可以讲嘅。点解拣两三个人咧？其中一个拣两三个人嘅原因咧，就系咧两三个人咧系容易去处理好多嘅事。第一样两三个人咧，圣经里边话俾我哋知啦，啊两三个人咧就系、是、啊，譬如话喺个传道书四章里边话，啊有人公胜孤身一人，若有二人便能敌挡他，三股合成嘅绳子咧唔容易接住。我哋今日有一个福音嘅观念咧，我觉得系唔系好正确咧，就系好个人嘅福音。但我哋嘅信仰系个人嘅，但系个福音咧唔应该咧，我哋嗰个信仰咧嘅生命咧唔应该有私隐权嘅。我哋时时而家中国嘅文字里边多咗个私隐嘅嘢出嚟咧，就系、是、咧好似话我信主，我里边点样样唔关你事。OK， 但呢度圣经讲我哋听咧，或者咧个观念咧就系、是、咧，我哋需要有几个人帮我哋一齐嚟到去走嘅，呢个系神嘅原意。他说这条路很难行，但是有几个人一起行的时候呢就行得掂了。OK， 这个是一个两三个人的一个的、idea。第二样东西就是当两三个人走在一起的时候，可以彼此的约束住，彼此的管教住，彼此的守望住。彼此的守望住。还有第三呢，就是当两三个人一起去聚集的时候，如果那两三个人是你都认识的时候，那个守秘密的程度咧系高啲嘅。你试下走一个祈祷会有十几人咧，你想佢哋守秘密好难嘅，因为咧始终有一个吓一个就够噶啦，一个啊多口啲嘅。咁咧就变咗祈祷分享咧变成多嘴街，以前你就知道我啊有翻咁上下年纪啊，都系后生。不过以前咧就睇啊《欢乐今宵》有多嘴街，咁你就发现咧啊祈祷会咧，你唔知原来第二日咧变成好似公开宣布会咁样，佢将你啲事讲晒出嚟。你就慢慢咧失咗信心啊，对嗰班信徒变咗咧喺祈祷会里边你唔敢再分享啊！我哋慢慢咧就缩晒啦，怕咗，真系受烧过啊嘛！你咁样嘅时候，你点敢再去讲啊？但两三个人咧，你容易控制啦，嗰、那个嘅啊 confidentiality 嗰个嘅啊守密嗰度。嗱，第四样嘢咧就两三个人咧个弹性好强，你试下我哋有小组聚会有六个人有十个人，一改地方咧你就知道好痛苦，因为要打俾六七个人有十个人嘅电话。然后打完之后又要再改过，啊咁我负责打电话嗰个就痛苦啦。但两三个人咧，你中意转地方得，转时间又得，好 flexible， 弹性好强嘅，好几容易去做。然后第五样嘢咧就系咧，两三个嘅人咧系容易再去繁殖，即系好容易咧就可以再变成另一个两三个人嘅组啦。啊，呢个系两三个人嘅好处嘅地方嚟噶。咁我哋而家咧就睇一睇啊第五页嗰度咧。佢就话点样去运作嘅 ？OK， 呢个生命转化小组咧系如何嚟到去运作？头先已经讲过，每一个礼拜大家见一次面，嗰、那个见面里边咧好简单，一个钟头讲明一个钟头嘅啫。喺嗰个一个钟头里边咧，除咗问嗰十个问题之外咧，喺过去一个礼拜当中有一样嘢啦，大家都会做嘅，就系、是、读经。喺呢个点样读经法咧？唔系走去揾注释书，唔系嗰种，而系咧就不断嘅去读经。如果系拣一啲，譬如话以弗所书啊、腓立比书嗰啲书咧，你就读五次，可以读到五次咁多。如果你拣啲中型啲嘅罗马书嗰啲咧，就读三次。福音书咧读一次，个目的咧就系咧，使到我哋嘅生命咧一开始嘅时候咧，就不断地神嘅话语咧嚟到系渗透晒我哋嘅生命。OK。咁所以个 commitment 个位分咧就系咧，你肯去读经，唔使跟咩嘅嘢嘅，总之去读经。咁样你每一次见面嘅时候咧，喺呢个见面里边咧，啊有啲咩会做咧？其中一个嘅要啊彼此约束嘅咧就系咧，譬如话我会问你牧师，你牧师你有冇读完啊腓立比书五次？咁佢话未，我读咗三次。咁因为另外仲有即系除咗我之外，仲有一个人啦，三个人嘅时候，我哋就话 ，OK， 我哋嚟紧呢个礼拜咧。继续读腓立比书，直到你读咗五次为止。嗱，变咗好简单咧，就系我哋等。总之咧，就系 读经，不断的读。OK？ 啊，到到见面的时候呢，都不是要去讲到怎样解经，你有什么心得，你可以讲一点。咁啊，好多人咧即刻出现一个问题咧，就啊，咁我哋得唔得噶？冇人带住 ，OK？ 嗱，呢样嘢咧就有时我哋啊做教牧啊或者传道人咧，我哋要小心啊。如果我哋话咧咁样读经好危险，因为佢哋惊佢哋解错啦，我哋就犯咗一个问题，就即刻冇好啊间接话俾佢哋听啦。要了解圣经嗰啲咧，要受个专业训练嘅人先至可以了解嘅。咁你马上走翻去啦。四五百年前那个时间，要是教会里面的神父啊那些人呢，才可以去讲解圣经。我们马上就将到圣经去了解圣经变回是专业化了。啊，这里呢很简单讲，就是他们的目的是读圣经，让神的话去冲击他们，去震撼他们的生命，就是这么简单。OK， 那变了在这个运作里面呢，啊，就是两三个人。咁呢两三个人当中咧，边个可以开始，边个做领袖咧？个训练喺边度咧？嗱，我讲啲嘢俾你听咧，系会震撼你、爆炸下你嘅，就系佢哋唔需要受训练嘅，因为呢两三个人嘅小组里边咧，冇一个系叫做正式嘅小组组长，佢哋只不过系英文咧，我哋叫做 facilitator， 佢哋系帮助去带咗嗱，我哋呢个礼拜日喺边度，呢个礼拜边度聚集，然后咧个个咧可以甚至轮流咧攞住嗰十条问题去问。就唔需要咧，啊有嗰个训练喺里边，要有啲乜嘢人先有资格咧去带，因为唔系一个研经小组嚟噶，系一个叫做啊问责小组，一个嘅啊叫做 accountability， 大家彼此约束嘅小组嚟。嗱，呢个变咗咧，已经减轻咗我哋训练嗰个嘅忧虑啦。喺边度揾人咧？唔使，个个人都做得嘅，个个人都做得噶，呢样就系咁啦。然后咧，佢嘅运作里边咧，就系咧，当你一去到四个人嘅时候咧，就分啦。因为就话最少是两个人，最多是三个人。到到第四个人的时候咧，就变成一组变成两组，他们又可以去做。OK， 咁同埋咧就系、是、啊喺嗰个嘅啊里边咧，嗱我而家派呢一份嘢俾你，我想请两三个人帮我去派。喺呢十条嘅问题当中咧，我哋有一个嘅啊示范吓。你哋去嗱，而家喺度派緊嘅時候咧，我今次嘅分配有啲嘅唔同，我就想你哋咧係男同男、女同女分一齊。嗱，呢個係呢個運作裏面必須要有做嘅一件事。嗱，你攞咗份題目嘅時候，唔好睇住啊，聽我講啊，一定要做到呢樣嘢嘅，因為我哋時時做領導都係叫人哋唔好睇我哋派咗啲嘢住啊，聽我講先啊嚇。咁佢哋唔聽嘅，即係唔聽我睇咧，我哋就話佢哋。所以而家要你哋咧唔好睇住，一個引誘啊、試探啊，你哋。就是你们要听我讲的，就是在那个的这个的生命的这个的小组里面，就转化小组就一定要是大家同性别。因为在那个属灵的彼此建立里面，是一个很亲密的一个关系来的。即如果异性话走在一起祈祷，你是将两个性别突然之间已经拉得很近了。因为祈祷是一样很亲密的行动来的。所以在这些门训里面，我们不要被自己走入那个试探里面，同埋为了要做得好，我们是需要同返性别的来去做。OK？ 那就变成一阵间你分组的时候，我要你找是同一个性别的，男同男、女同女的。然后找你识的人，不要找一些完全不识的。OK， 现在开始分了组先。即刻揾快去！我谂你坐埋嗰啲已经系识噶啦，多数啊。如果唔系，你都唔会埋堆噶。O K， 同性别嘅，各位叔叔，O K， 完晒十条就举手吓，第一第二手，唔系要你决志，唔使惊，举手。O K， 嗱好啦。可以，大家完咗啦，唔使坐翻原位住，我哋一路咁样carry on 落去。想你哋俾一啲嘅回应咧，问完呢十条问题或者有九条啦，因为有一条系俾你自己写落去嘅，有咩反应啊？有咩感受回应啊？有人话好近，点解近啊？好倒肉 ，OK， 好倒肉，仲有啊？OK， 生活范围里面好多嘢都包括咗喺里面，系，仲有 好得人驚，係好得人驚。仲有咧，最勁嗰條問題係邊條啊？好、哦，第十條，第十條係最恐怖嘅問題嚟噶。嗱嚇，嗱、啊、第九條咧就係、是、咧，嗱、啊、我初初如果你記得咧，我就話咗啦，最接近一個課程嘅咧就係呢張紙嘅啫，就係、是、咁多。而冇人需要受過訓練咧，去帶呢一十條問題，啱唔啱啊？第九條問題咧，就係話咧，係你嗰組裏面比較適切你嗰個組員嘅一條問題，你覺得咧係你自己自願就係同兩個組員話，我過去嘅生活咧，呢一部分咧係最重要嘅，你哋要嚟到約束住我，我有咁嘅問題，所以你哋開會嘅時候要問我呢條問題，咁所以俾你自己填落去。我哋而家睇睇呢十条问题，因为男女咧其实有好多似嘅，净系得两条唔似嘅。我哋我睇睇男嗰边嘅先吓。嗱，基本上咧，你睇到咧第一条问题咧，其实咧系成个嘅门训里边最重要嘅问题嚟嘅。呢条问题咧就系、是、你有冇将你嘅救主嘅福音咧用口同人哋讲咗？嗱，点解最重要啊？点解门训里边最重要啊？我讲啲嘢咧，系好震惊你哋嘅，就系啦。我喺德美嗰边咧，其中一样嘅侍奉咧，就系去拣选一啲嘅人咧，睇佢哋可唔可以做直堂嘅开荒者。咁我哋咧会去睇佢哋咧，即系星期四嘅时候，我都会讲到呢样嘢，就睇佢哋十五个唔同嘅生命里边嘅嘢咧，喺里边睇佢哋可唔可以有咁样嘅执到咗一个直堂嘅人。其中一样咧。我哋已经发现咗好多次啦，就系、是、啲牧师啊、神学院毕业嘅学生咧，就系、是、唔能够啦传福音嘅，唔能够传福音嘅。我哋喺嗰个传福音嘅个人示范里边咧，讲唔到，唔知点讲，转嚟转去，有啲咧成十五分钟嘅示范里当中咧，耶稣个字都未出现过嘅，哇喺度兜兜兜，你以为佢喺上面盘旋，唔知做咩事，就唔会降落嘅。所以我哋喺嗰边北美咧就好担心呢样嘢，因为如果个教牧嗰班嘅传福音嘅人，佢哋都搞唔掂传福音，你点可以第日咧叫你班跟随你嘅人咧去传福音咧？嗱，呢个第一点咧就系、是，如果我哋想训练将来嘅领袖，佢哋系有呢个庄稼嘅心智，睇到庄稼嘅重要咧，第一日佢哋信咗主嘅时候咧就要开始，而且咧其实最大嗰个问题通常唔系啱啱信主嘅人。呢、这个问题咧系我哋嗰啲信主嘅老油条先系问题嚟嘅，呢、这个系我哋嘅问题，唔系佢哋嘅问题。但系第一个我哋问嘅时候咧，已经开始俾嗰啲新信嘅人睇见咧，传福音咧，好自然系佢哋信仰成长嘅一部分嚟嘅。OK， 冇咩咁特别啊嘛，冇咩咁特别。啊，第二样嘢开始咧，一路落去咧，就掂到喺我哋嘅生命里边好多嘅试探嘅地方。而且今日咧喺香港嘅地方有啲嘅嘢咧，譬如话对男性嚟到讲，嗰啲嘅色情刊物啊，嗰啲嘅淫游，我讲紧俾弟兄听嘅呢啲嘢咧，就系如果我哋唔可以有一个信任嘅一个小组里边去倾掂呢啲，揾人帮我哋啦，你慢慢慢慢咧就变成一个好大嘅问题。嗰个嘅彼此约束嘅嘢咧。你哋点解咁重要呢？就系、是、你知唔知喺过去几年北美有好多啲大镬嘅嘢爆咗出嚟啦，咁啊香港、东南亚都有。咁呢啲大件嘅事爆出嚟咧，好多基督徒嘅领袖咧，就系佢哋去到最高级嘅时候咧，佢哋就冇再有受人约束啦。呢个系其中一个最重要嘅问题，因为喺佢哋再上边嘅时候咧，冇人噶啦，咁个问题就出现。嗱，我哋如果要培育下一代嘅领袖咧，我哋就要喺呢度开始咧，就俾佢哋见到咧 ，is OK， 可以大家信任到去讲呢啲嘅嘢，好坑，真系好坑。但系呢啲就系点样可以构成强嘅领袖嘅最基本、最基本、最基本嘅，唔系高层次嘅问题嚟噶，系啲好低层次但系好深、好深嘅问题嚟。嗱，睇落去，譬如话，你有冇优先与家人共聚？呢、这个问题咧，系挑战我哋嘅乜嘢咧？我哋嘅价值观，屋企重要啊，定系去搲银重要，定系侍奉重要？ 等于问埋呢啲问题喺里边。OK， 咁然后有冇受一啲嘅嗜好支配咧？呢啲叫做 addiction。addiction， 你唔一定话谂到 addiction 啊，嗜好啊就系吸毒嗰种嘅，唔系。你可以系第二啲嘅嘢，做工嘅 addiction， 中意睇书嘅 addiction， 玩 hi-fi 嘅发烧友都系嗰种嘅，都系一种 addiction 嚟嘅。电脑你去喺网上边喺度玩啊，都系 addiction 嚟。呢啲系作门徒最基本嘅问题嚟。OK， 咁到最后嗰条就最难噶啦。你有冇讲大话？你有冇讲大话？有讲大话嘅时候就认。嗱喺呢个过程里边做咗啲咩出嚟咧？喺呢个过程特别喺我哋呢班人里边咧，就系做咧，我哋要睇见咧，训练将来嘅领袖咧，一定要有一个远观嘅，唔好净系睇近，睇好近。我哋叫做bifocal， 即系睇近又要睇远。咁点解要睇远呢？你知道啦，我哋好多时候叫人悔改啊，越高层嘅人咧越难悔改嘅。我哋好难开口咧，叫大家头先，如果要你问嗰啲问题，叫你答咧，我谂大家难答好多，真系好难答出嚟。我哋一定要咧改变咧，就系我哋由好低开始，等佢哋知道咧，佢答呢啲问题系啲好自然嘅嘢嚟嘅。然后我哋做领导嗰啲咧，都慢慢喺开始嘅时候帮佢哋知道认错啦。嗰、那個呼出嚟嗰樣嘢咧 ，confess 認罪咧，唔係一啲好即係唔尋常，係啲好 part of 即係屬於我哋做基督徒一部分嘅嘢。所以我哋就用呢個嘅生命嘅即係呢個嘅轉化嘅呢個小組嘅方法咧，嚟到去幫助嗰啲嘅人咧喺門訓上邊咧嚟到去做。OK， 嗱你就話啦，咁。冇人去睇住，会唔会走得越边咧？会唔会曲解圣经咧？即系我哋一开始就问呢啲咁嘅问题。但一定要记住一样嘢咧，呢、这个嘅小组咧，唔系一个脱离咗教会嘅一个活动嚟噶。呢班嘅信主嘅人，呢班嘅人咧，仍然咧系翻紧教会，仍然有去主日学，仍然有去崇拜，仍然有去传契噶。所以唔系话咧有咗呢样嘢就乜嘢都唔使做。呢样嘢主要系做乜嘢嘢咧？就喺我哋几年嘅唔同嘅教会、唔同宗派里面去测验咧，就发现去完呢啲嘅小组嘅人咧，第一样嘢咧就全福音已经系佢哋生命嘅一部分啦，就将嗰个嘅原则咧变成佢哋嘅 habit， 佢哋嘅习惯。因为个个礼拜都要问呢个问题，个个礼拜都要问嘅时候，就个个礼拜都系做嘅嘢，慢慢就变成嗰个习惯。习惯就咩？你唔使再提自己，你都会做。起身你去刷牙 ，OK， 擠牙膏係咁擠嘅，你就係咁擠，你唔使再提自己嗱，擠牙膏第一步係咁，第二步係咁，唔使咁樣樣。新約嘅信徒，我諗佢哋嘅習慣就係、是、全福音係嘅習慣嚟，一個 habit，OK、okay? 第二樣嘢咧就係、是、咧，我哋發現到咧就係、是、去過呢啲嘅小組訓練嘅人咧，佢哋通常咧肯喺教會度投入嘅機會咧係大好多嘅，因為點解咧？第一樣嘢咧就心理上一個障礙咧，就係人都可以帶呢啲小組。因为系人都可以带，咁佢已经个个有参与啦。第一样，第二咧，当你去到四个人嘅时候咧，你就可以分。咁你话边度有人去参与新嗰组咧？边度有人嚟啊？有冇啊？喺边度嚟啊？啲人，因为佢哋一路传紧福音噶嘛，你睇唔睇咯？就一路传福音嘅时候，佢两三个人，三个人嗰个去传嘅时候咧，又第四个加入，第四个嚟紧嘅时候，佢就话：对唔住啦，我而家有多个带咗个信主，我哋去开一组。到佢开一组嘅时候，佢又系用翻呢个方法去帮咧，就变咗跟信嗰、那个，佢就会睇见呢个系嗰、那个门徒嘅必经嘅路程。然后嗰个福音一路咁样嘅嚟到扩张咧，就变咗呢啲小组嘅繁殖率咧好快，好快。而呢班嘅人咧，亦都有信心，佢哋可以带佢哋见到有人信主。他们在信仰上面很认真，他们被神的话渗透地读经法，即是震撼他们的生命，就被神的说话充满了。OK？ 变了到教会有什么需要这班人出来侍奉的时候，通常这班人就是很愿意出来侍奉的。因为他们真的了解这个的庄稼的需要，真的了解到什么叫做一个的属灵的家。OK， 咩叫属灵嘅家？嗱，我喺呢度停一停啦，睇下你哋而家嗰三个人嘅小组咧，我想你哋睇一睇，反省一下，反省嗰个问题，嗰啲嘅问题先你问过嘅，然后反省一下我头先讲嘅嗰种嘅简单嘅个方法咧，可唔可行？有乜嘢咧 是你觉得呢是很积极你可以去参考可以做，不要立刻想到很多呢是说不得的，我以前从来没做过。OK， 我们先想一想这十条的问题，你现在讨论一下，在我们华人的教会当中可不可以实行，有没有什么问题或者你可以改一改。 OK， 但有些不可以改的，就第一条一定不可以改，就是十条都不可以改的，一同十是一定要的。听一听，
我想问一问呢，就第八条那里呢，我想看看字眼是不是这样的意思，为凸显自己你又在暗中救助他人，是不是意思就是说抬高自己又踩低人，
抬高自己，
因为我们觉得个救助的字眼好像很强，okay， 想问清楚这个意思。
好，麻烦你。有哪个跟我分享请你出来，我可以用外面的麦克，不要客气，争取时间。 OK，
我想问，如果大家都个小组系好坦诚，其实都会好开放，答晒啲问题啦。咁佢哋又唔知点处理，咁你有咩建议俾嗰啲
？O K， 嗱，呢个系一个好重要嘅问题嚟噶。有啲嘅问题咧，唔系嗱，呢个唔系一个嘅叫做中文点译啊，叫 therapy 嘅小组啊，唔系一个治疗小组。O K， 嗱，呢个小组亦都唔系可以有好多答案。呢个叫做系一个叫做 accountability， 即系大家嘅彼此约束嘅小组嚟。如果有呢啲問題發生嘅時候咧，裏邊始終應該有一個比較上咧係信主耐啲嘅啦，即係知道有啲問題嘅時候，你要同牧師傾啊，你要去邊度啊，同個導師啊，就係呢個 referral， 唔係喺呢個小組裏邊去解答好多嗰啲嘅問題。呢個小組就係問你到底係點樣喺呢件事上邊 ，OK， 所以係一個好重要嘅問題。所以你又唔使擔心咧，你唔使受咗個訓練咧，而嚟去解答嗰啲問題。咁如果遇到聖經嗰啲問題難題嘅時候，同樣一樣咁樣去應用，或者咧直情係有啲介紹去睇一本書去了解嗰啲嘅問題啊，一啲聖經難題解答嘅書啊，慢慢一路咁上嗱，呢個係門訓同埋一個遠景裏面去訓練將來嘅領袖嘅第一步，但我哋又要睇咧係好重要嘅一步。頭先阿 Bob 講咧就係first thing first。如果我哋喺个系统里面，我用到嗰个金蛋嘅嗰个比喻咧，而家翻嗰个比喻就系点咧？好多时候我哋睇侍奉、睇领袖嗰度咧，就系个金蛋，但我哋就冇顾到咧嗰只我嘅生命，嗰只我系咪一个好嘅环境下边咧 ？OK， 我哋冇顾嗰样嘢，我哋净系要多啲蛋、多啲蛋、多啲蛋，生得快啲，越快越好，生多几个蛋越好。咁慢慢慢慢咧，我哋得到嘅就要相信我都发埋。嗱呢个又走翻转头就系话咧，如果我哋要嗰个我生多啲蛋咧，就要将佢嘅环境都要整好，佢自己本身嘅嗰个嘅 condition， 佢嗰个条件啊 ，OK， 咁我哋就要顾到嗰啲嘅弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋嗰个属灵嘅质素就要由开始咧，慢慢嚟俾佢。OK， 如果起步嘅时候已经有问题咧，就好难再讲到即系门训。呢个就叫做一个系统嘅出错嘅地方嚟噶。即系个系统出错，如果有啲系统嘅问题咧，就系咧可能有一样嘢错咧，两年之后先至出现嘅。咁两年之后先出现咧，你已经太迟啦。OK， 而且咧first thing first 嘅意思咧就系、是，如果有啲最重要嘅嘢你而家唔做咧，慢慢你所承担嘅嗰个后果、恶果咧就越嚟越多，多到咧你已经太迟。话想去改翻都好难嘅 ，OK， 有冇第二啲嘅 ？OK， 请嗰位嘅同工吓。
其实我想问咧第二条嘅问题，因为第二条问题咧，如果开组我当大家都系好开放嘅咁样去商讨呢个问题，或者嗰个弟兄咧都承认咗喺呢件事上咧系软弱咗。但咧就因為另外一個組員佢又太成熟啦，佢就會揾嗰個牧者啦。我同嗰個弟兄講咗，佢承認呢個問題喎，佢喺呢上面咧犯咗罪喎，唔適宜處理。咁華人教會咧弊就弊在咧喺呢件事上係睇係好嚴重嘅事。咁就算個牧者可能都好守秘密嘅，但係咧唔知點解個消息就傳咗去嗰、那個即係執事會上面啦。咁就要處理呢個問題嘅時候，見咗本來嗰個生命咧就係生金蛋嘅， 咁但去到嗰个情况咧，可能就系真系死咗啦，或者佢走咗啦。咁喺呢方面咧，培养呢、这个生命嘅时候，即系作为一个牧者，点样去处理呢样嘢嘅问题咧？
唔该晒，我等阿科去答一阵间啦。嗰个假设嘅问题咧系好复杂咧，头先你讲几样嘢，咁我哋我谂我哋嘅目的即系唔系话冇可能发生，因为其中一个建基喺上面咧，就大家系可以守秘密嘅，真系守秘密。而且咧，我都唔系好赞成咧，就系咧，如果有个比较成熟啲咧，就自动走去同个牧师讲嘅，我都唔赞成呢样嘅。我会鼓励嗰个人去自己主动去做。OK， 然后我下一个礼拜问佢嘅问题咧，就系你讲咗未？下一个礼拜我问你讲咗未？即系如果佢答应好，我去下一个礼拜我见面嘅时候，你讲咗未？如果未讲嘅时候，我会再去再等多一个礼拜。如果再未讲嘅时候咧，我谂嗰、那个我会同佢自己个别去倾一个，你一定要有嘢做嘅，如果唔系冇意义嘅。你再讲，我哋都唔可以完全支持你，因为呢个可能咧，即系特别喺色情上面嗰啲咧，系一个习惯，唔可以一日咧，你讲我听，你一日改变咧，我唔系好信嘅，即系我唔系唔信奇迹，但系呢类嘅嘢咧。我覺得是多過話就咁用奇蹟去處理，一定要有啲多啲嘅嘢去做。咁所以我俾你嘅答案就係、是、嗰、那個過程上面呢要更加嘅謹慎嚟到去做啦。OK， 嗱我要結束嗰、那個仲有兩個字啦，我想俾你睇睇呢個嘅圖。咁就呢、這個喺度，可唔可以幫我呢就嗱？咁我喺嗰邊咧，我哋嗰個工廠一直堂裏面咧，我負責管理幾個直堂嘅，就未睇我讲咗嗰点先，唔系你哋有分心啦，我哋即刻会用。咁就喺我自己个人嚟讲咧，我同几个职堂嘅同工咧，即系如果讲职份上边咧，我主要嘅对工作对象都系啲西人嘅职堂同工。咁我系佢哋嘅即系监督啊 ，supervisor。但有两个同工啦，我同佢哋就用呢个类似嘅啦。呢、這个唔系净系俾门训嘅，呢、這个系叫牧师嘅训练都系最好嘅。我哋用一个类似咁样嘅形式啦。我其中有一个问题，有两个问题系我填喺第九嗰度，系唔同嘅时间，我叫佢哋问。第一个问题就系因为我好多时候咧，我要出去即系去唔同嘅地方，就变咗咧，我对我屋企咧影响好大。咁我同佢哋讲咧，就系你哋要约束住我，就等我咧，我自己真系要喺我嘅时间表安排上边咧，我要减低我出外，唔需要去我就唔去。佢哋成日就問我，有時候用 email 問我電子嗰啲嘅信件。第二樣嘢咧就係、是、咧，有一段時間我直情冇個人靈修嘅。呢、這個同工走嚟，佢話 David， 你今日有冇靈修啊？嗱，按職份咧，佢係我嘅下屬，但係佢挑戰你今日有冇靈修，因為我俾權佢哋問我啊，我一定要有靈修，如果冇靈修，我點去做呢個工作啫？佢哋就嚟到問我嗱，另外嗰個同工咧就問翻，就叫我問翻嗰樣嘢，佢話佢好多時間咧。看电视看录影带，然后呢在那个色情的东西上面就怨弱，他叫我问他 去处理这个问题。到有一次我说呢，如果你搞不定呢，我听日来你家拿走你的录影机。OK， 那后来他得胜他在 email 都说过他叫得胜，他不想给这个录影机给我。要有代价的嘛，是不是？那就是你看见呢，就不是单单呢我哋俾门训嗰啲，我哋自己其实三两个嘅教牧啦，可以走埋一齐。你上个礼拜有冇传福音啊？你知唔知我哋教牧就系最多，因为唔传福音，因为我哋班周围啲人全部圣徒嚟嘅。我哋已经脱离咗，即系我做，譬如话做宗派嗰啲咧，仲圣啲，因为我哋已经我净系接触牧师添，就变咗咧，我哋越嚟越远离咗嗰个班咧。我成日话直堂叫佢哋传福音，我自己就冇乜传过。所以变咗入去呢啲嘅小组里边咧，我嘅生命我都要，即系话咧，我上个礼拜有冇用口去传呢个福音？冇嘅时候咧，有人约束住我。OK， 嗱，我哋睇一个图好快啊！嗰边我哋嘅直堂咧，大部分咧对在座嚟讲，有一班嘅同工可能习惯去明白啦。就我哋嗰边咧，用好多咧系用细胞小组嘅模式去直堂嘅 cell church。咁喺我哋嘅经验里边咧，发现一件事咧。就喺细胞小组嘅当中咧，一起步咧就系好着重嗰、那个训练下一代培育领袖啦。那个系统系一个我觉得非常之好嘅系统嚟嘅。但系喺我哋四年嘅经验里边咧，就发现有一个嘅问题出现咧，就系好难去揾到人咧
做嗰個叫做學徒嘅細胞組長，因為嗰個嘅那個資格咧係幾高嘅，因為嗰個細胞嘅組長咧係相等於一個牧師咁滯嘅，我哋相等於一個牧師，所以變咗個學徒嘅細胞小組嘅組長咧，差唔多係一個associate pastor， 即係牧師啊，助理牧師咁上下嘅，慢慢咁訓練。我哋就發現咧，喺嗰啲直堂裏邊咧，開始第一批咧，第一代好容易，但第二代開始問題出嚟啦。咁咧喺我哋同阿 Bob 嘅對談裏邊咧，即係傾談裏邊咧，佢就呢個嘅Life Transformation Group 咧就出現呢個 concept 咧，就係愛嚟特別係對細胞小組教會有興趣嘅咧。嗱，呢個唔係淨係為隔細胞小組教會嘅，但係咧就係呢個特別係有用嘅，就係一開始嘅時候咧，三個人啦。咁有啲三個人咧，佢哋就會有嗰個繁殖啦，去到另外三組。咁但喺呢個過程裏面咧，我哋就已經慢慢嘅，即係好似係 condition， 即係令到嗰啲嘅信徒咧，已經對聖經熟悉，已經係大家彼此咧係能夠可以好認真睇個信仰，佢哋嘅生命咧係可以隨時受到約束住咧，有個聖潔嘅生命。OK。咁到佢哋去到嗰個真係即係細胞小組教會嗰個層面嘅時候咧，佢哋更加容易咧，就係去備受訓練，成為嗰個細胞小組嘅組長或者一啲嘅 cell pastor 小組嘅牧師。呢個咧就變成咧呢個嘅 LTG 啦，我哋嘅 LTG 咧就係一個嘅配合呢個細胞小組運動一個好好嘅工具。咁而家我叫嗰個兩間嘅直堂嘅教會咧，就係咁樣用。因為他們一直找不到細胞小組那些學徒的那些學員，他們就不可以繁殖了，因為用那個系統一定要是這樣才可以繁殖。我們說明你沒有學徒你就不可以繁殖，那是不是停在那裡不知道怎麼辦？所以我們現在用這個方法容易一點開始，一早來到就是 condition， 就是等那班的人呢習慣了這樣的東西，受約束，然後願意就是開放出來，然後慢慢去帶領。OK， 我哋就系呢个咧，系第一步去训练领袖。但系呢个领袖训练咧，就系睇得好远嘅，因为喺呢班人当中，我哋相信咧，将来有牧师、有传道人，将来有主学嘅老师，将来有团契嘅导师、有执事。我哋唔系等佢哋全部得，我哋先至去做。OK， 最后用一个嘅故事嚟到做嗰个结束啦。最紧要咧，呢个唔系净系为个细胞小组。一般的教會裏面都可以用來做門訓的。這個故事就發生在大概三年前，在美國的賓夕法尼亞州那裡，在 Philadelphia 的地方，就在一個運動會上面。這個運動會很特別的，那是那場的賽事。那場的賽事就是那些運動員全部已經準備好了向前衝的了，是100公尺的短跑來的。所有嗰啲嘅觀眾咧，已經係即係緊張等住嗰個嘅開槍嗰個人咧，發嗰個槍嘅命令啦。咁嗰班人就走，個個都即係好緊張去睇住。咁當嗰個嘅八號令嘅人真係，所有呢啲嘅運動員咧就衝出去。呢啲運動員衝出去嘅時候，行到去三四十公尺嘅時候咧，突然之間咧，其中有一個咧係撲低咗。其他嗰啲嘅運動員繼續去，但係咧不約而同地行咗四五公尺之後咧，全部停低曬，擰翻轉頭走翻過嚟，將呢個跌低咗嘅運動員咧扶翻起身，然後一齊咧係走到終點。呢場嘅賽事咧係嗰啲叫做 Special Olympics 嘅賽事，嗰啲傷殘嘅人嘅一個運動會，俾我一個好大嘅感動咧，就係咧，當呢班人去走嘅時候，佢哋冇坐喺一個比賽裏邊，但係佢哋大家都留意到咧，佢哋個個咧都係 physically handicapped， 個個都係殘疾嘅人，所以當有一個喺度走緊跌低嘅時候，佢走翻去幫佢。我谂呢啲有伤残嘅人，佢哋初初去走，可能屋企人鼓励佢，可能第啲人鼓励佢，哋可能自己唔想走噶。但走到跌低嘅时候，你谂下佢几多嘅羞辱啊，几多嘅嘢，咁多人睇住，我居然跌低咗。OK， 但呢班嘅同跑嘅人咧，走翻转头将佢扶起，一齐走到终点。嗱，各位同工啊，我好相信咧，就喺教会当中，我哋都要明白咧，就系做一个基督嘅门徒，你都明白我哋都系喺属灵上边残疾嘅人嚟嘅。我哋教牧一样系残疾嘅人 ，we are not perfect， 我哋仲有好多嘅缺陷。如果我哋真系想喺下一代有一个爆炸性嘅嗰个嘅一个观念出嚟咧，震撼地狱嗰个门咧，我哋由好 basic 嘅地方、好基本嘅地方就要传，就要将呢种嘅观念摆翻出嚟咧。我哋需要从根基嘅地方嚟到开始，好 simple， 但系都系好难、好困嘅。呢班嘅同呢班嘅运动员走到终点嘅时候，我自己好有感动咧，就喺教会里边咧，我哋好似喺跑马场一样。跑马场点咧？如果你香港赛马嘅时候，你睇到有只马马跑跑下嘅时候，只脚扭亲跌低，你知唔知跟住点啊？佢连马师嗰啲走埋去咁啊，攞把枪打死佢，佢只脚断咗冇用噶啦 ，useless。一我哋教会就系咁样嘅，我哋系唯一嘅军队啦。就是打翻死我哋自己嗰啲嘅战友，所以我希望呢个古仔扣同埋配合喺呢个嘅生命嘅转化小组嘅观念里边咧，帮我哋睇见咧，如果我哋真系要建立将来嘅领袖啦，啊 ，right now 喺呢度要做起，啊，最重要嘅我哋一定要做，用嗰个嘅系统嘅观念咧，就如果而家唔做咧，我哋将来就要承担而家唔做嘅嗰个后果。你睇到譬如话，开啲嘅水，开热水嘅香港热水炉一路点住，你开咗唔系即刻有热水，你等一阵间先有热水。但系如果你等唔熄嘅时候，你开得好猛咧，哇辣亲你！但系你一熄嘅时候咧，又要等一阵间先至会有翻冻水暖水出嚟。你知道咧，有时候有啲嘢唔系即刻发生嘅，即刻见到嘅。所以积极去做咧，有好嘅果效；唔积极去做咧，慢慢咧，我哋将呢个问题越嚟越大嘅时候，到咗一个唔可以再收拾嘅地方。所以愿意我哋彼此可以鼓励，啊，一齐嚟到去训练一啲爆炸性嘅一啲嘅门徒出嚟。多谢
阿 Ben 咧，佢嘅教会就系牧伦教会，咁咧佢哋喺当中咧就由十几人就增长到而家咧有成七八百人嘅聚会。咁咧就喺当中我自己一个学习一个观察咧。就是佢教会咧，就好能够去建立到一啲嘅领袖，所以咧就佢教会好令人羡慕啊！有四十几个同工，哇，我都未见过一间教会啊，有四十几个同工啊，同工会好热闹噶，我哋同工会一两丁嘅啫嘛，系嘛？啊，有一啲咧同有啲教会同工得一个嘅啫嘛，几廿个同工好热闹。咁究竟咧就佢哋教会点解点样嚟到咧建立到咁多嘅领袖咧？啊，今个晏昼咧就好高兴啊 ，Ben Wong 啊牧师咧喺我哋当中咧，同我哋有啲嘅分享啊，请王牧师。
各位同工你好，其实好多人都会认识我哋教会嘅，所以如果你已经知道晒我讲嘅嘢咧，就请你原谅。就咧介绍下我咧就唔系基督教牧伦教会。是基督教牧灵教会恩林堂，因为有两间基督教牧灵教会。咁就我哋是1987年开始，大约12月到有五个弟兄姊妹一起开始的，三个全职传道同埋两个平信徒同埋屋企人，咁就开始咗基督教牧灵教会恩林堂。咁喺个时候呢就大家都凭信心出嚟搞噶啦，咁亦都就系觉得神咧俾我哋个意象咧就好想咧将个教会打入人群，所以我哋叫牧伦，就唔系牧养喺教会里边牧养，系去到邻居嗰度去牧养佢哋，即系教会打破四埲墙去到人中间，个意念系咁样样。不过点样做咧，完全唔识嘅。咁啊，感谢主咧，就喺过程里边，神咧就好恩待我哋，不断教我哋，带唔同人嚟教我哋。咁啊，最近有 Bob Logan 又嚟啦，又俾我哋好多刺激。咁啊，我哋不断学习啊，不断去改善。 1989年咧，教會就成為細胞小組啦。咁呢個又我哋嗰陣時新嘅嘗試，嗰陣時未試過細胞小組。嗰陣時大約30人到，咁啊去到96年，舊年年尾咧，我哋有860人。咁今年年頭咧有一個新嘅嘗試啦，就因為 Bob Logan 刺激我哋咧，咁我哋啊將間教會分為6個聚會點。咁啊，一间教会6个聚会点，本来一个聚会点嘅啫，而家就将佢打散全香港6个地区。咁啊，好似6间教会一样，不过其实一间教会，咁啊唔详细讲，迟啲再有机会再解释。咁啊，点解我哋有增长咧？过去大约10年，其实我哋嘅增长咧，我回顾咧。就是因四个主要原因，咁今日就喺度同大家嚟分享一下。我系一个好混乱嘅人，咁啊，所以讲啲嘢都好混乱，所以请大家原谅。好似好有组织四样嘢，其实呢啲都系混乱中做咗嘅，又回顾咧先谂起，哦，可能有呢四样嘢咁样。我唔係一個好有組織咧，好有步驟，一二三四去做啦。Bob Logan 好有步驟，我就啲好混亂嘅人。咁啊，所以呢啲都係回顧嘅。所以如果你係混亂咧，我想鼓勵你混亂都可以做得到嘅。主要我哋增長咧，我睇翻咧就因為可以鼓勵到弟兄姊妹出嚟侍奉，更多弟兄姊妹參與。去做神的工作，全民皆兵。我好记得咧，好早期咧，听到吴主光牧师经常讲，吴主光长老嗰阵时，咁经常讲咧，全民皆兵，全民皆兵。咁呢句说话咧，好入咗我心。咁我觉得教会需要全民皆兵。咁而家咧，我哋教会我相信啊，大约唔系70%都有80%嘅弟兄姊妹咧，系参与紧做紧侍奉噶啦。咁啊。点解可以做得到呢样嘢呢？就有四个基本原因。第一呢，就係喺1988年呢，我哋教会差唔多要散啦。咁因为好不合一。咁神呢拯救咗我哋，就帮助我哋建立一间合一嘅教会。咁呢个如果你问我哋教会有啲咩嘅长处呢，咁我諗有两个主要长处。亦都係我哋可能增长的两个重要因素，第一就是合一。因为如果大家都知道，其实最烦的令到我们最没有力量去侍奉的呢，就是人际的问题的。即其实人是不怕辛苦的，我们可以艰苦都不怕的，中国人呢尤其是是不是，但是呢我们最怕呢，即哇啲人际搞到呢我们都没有力量去侍奉主。咁如果教会可以合一呢，咁已经攞走咗好多呢啲咁嘅问题。咁嗰啲人就有力量啊，哇就有力量冲啦。咁啊呢个呢係第一个因素。咁点解可以合一呢？我尋日Bob Logan 仲有解释，我已经解释咗少少啦。咁啊去到1989年呢，就神亦都透过 Peter Wagner 一篇嘅文章，就俾我可以明白呢，就原来呢教会增长唔係靠方法。教会增长最重要呢是有足够的生命。如果教会没有生命，什么方法都是假的，是不是？什么制度都是假的。如果有生命的教会，你给什么制度的教会都会增长，是不是？其实没有生命呢，你的细胞又好，什么都好都是假的。咁所以给我明白这个观念的时候呢，我们就写低了，我们一起祈祷就写低了，我们教会好想见到的乜嘢生命呢，或者咩气氛啊 ,Peter Wagner 叫做 atmosphere, 气氛。即係从人生命流露出去成为整间教会生命嘅。嗰样嘢就 Peter Wagner 嘅意思啦。即係整间教会就有呢种嘅有气质喺里面嘅。有呢种嘅spirit 喺里面嘅。咁呢啲咩呢，我哋写低咗七样嘢。咁喺呢七样嘢其实呢有好多呢，其实我回顾呢就真係好帮助我哋俾到弟兄姊妹出嚟侍奉嘅。其实问题唔係只係要有训练，问题要弟兄姊妹要想侍奉先得，即係入面有推动力嘅。咁我哋教会呢好多基层人士嘅。
起碼一半啦，如果唔係六成都七成嘅，比較係基層嘅人。咁越基層嘅咧，越係覺得自己唔識得去做嘅，越有啲自卑啊。咁啊，點樣可以人可以起來話？哎呀，我要去啊，我要做啊，我要參與啊，我要侍奉啊！呢種動力喺邊度咧？就唔係個方法，亦都唔係嗰個嘅嗰啲嘅訓練資料，亦都唔係嗰啲訓練系統。最重要咧，就係個教會有呢種嘅生命。咁啊，譬如咧，我哋啊培養咗一個嘅質素，又或者可以話一個氣氛咧，就係對神好積極嘅，有積極嘅。積極的信心，即是話咧，我唔得，不過神可以。哎呀，我唔識做組長啊！阿波唔緊要，就係因為你唔識做組長，所以都要做，係咪？你識做就太遲啦，係咪？又唔識做，咁我去做咧，咁我可以倚靠主啊嘛。如果識做就倚靠自己啊！哇，唔識做所以出嚟，我哋倚靠主，主可以做得到。有一種嘅喺。困难里面咧有一种兴奋嘅，有一种觉得我可以依靠主咧，哇！即系呢个系人生最大嘅享乐，系一种嘅精神啊！我唔得，不过神可以。如果冇呢种精神咧，好多弟兄姊妹就唔会出嚟噶啦，因为成日觉得自己唔得啦，系咪？咁啊，讲真，我自己都好多次想放弃，唔捞啦，即系。好多次都我觉得我已经去到 game over 啦，即系要玩完啦。不过咧，但系继续坚持落去，点解咧？就有一种气氛啦。到最后尾都觉得，我唔得啫，不过冇理由神唔得啊，咁啊，继续坚持落去。咁呢个好重要。另外一个气氛咧，我哋回顾咧，系对我哋好重要嘅，就系、是、亦都我哋长处之一啊。我有两个长处，第一就合一。第二就是这件事啦，就是我叫做将人最好带出来。将人最好带出来。就是呢人是成日看到他自己不好的，看到自己不得。但如果我可以将他被他见到自己可以的，将他好东西带出来的，那我们中国人呢很厉害呢，就将人最衰的带出来。成日说他又不好，那又不好，不好，所以讲到他自己都好，我觉得自己很差的了。咁啊，但系咧，我哋改变啊，就将人最好带出嚟。其实所有呢啲气氛咧，差唔多全部都系需要我哋自己改变先。第一改变就系主嘅牧师，嗰阵时我啦，我第一个悔改。咁啊，我以前咧系专家咧，就将人最坏带出嚟，我好叻嘅，即系锄人系我系一个专门。咁啊，神学院啊，好多老师都叫我锄到唔清唔楚。咁啊，我神学老师嘅师母都喺度啊。咁余大生牧师咧，系俾我其中一个真系好对唔住佢嘅一个老师。咁啊，即系回顾啊，觉得以前咧真系好识锄人啊，成日都系讲，即系觉得咧老师喺上高讲书，如果我锄得低佢咧，就证实呢个老师冇料嘅。啊，即系冇咩需要学噶啦！我坐嚟坐去坐唔低咧，哇，正料啊！咁啊，要俾心机学嘢，但系咁样精神咧，其实破坏好多老师嘅，即系余牧师后屘都唔教忠臣啊，走咗去，唔知系咪因为我哋坐去坐得多？我哋即系嗰阵时系我哋嘅气质嚟嘅，即系咁亦都系中国人一种气质啊！我哋中意坐人。咁啊，即系难怪咧，即系好多人都唔够胆出嚟侍奉，因为衰咗咧就俾我哋闹三网啦，系咪？咁啊，但系咧，我哋就悔改啦，咁啊开始建立呢个气氛，而家喺教会入边好强啊，咁所以好多人肯出嚟啊，因为佢见到自己得噶，佢见到自己可以啊，系咪？咁啊，所以我哋教会有好多弟兄姊妹咧，我相信你嚟到咧，你都会觉得。咁嘅人点可以侍奉主啊？不过咧喺我哋嗰度系得，可能系你嗰度唔得，不过喺我哋嗰度得。点解？因为我哋个气氛就话 O K 啊，我睇到你好正嘅。咁我成日睇到长仔点好正嘅，我哋成日望到佢哋，哇正到有啲青年人啊，即系而家佢哋啲语言好似同我哋唔同啊。有青年人话哇正到呕啊咁啊。
即系我咧成日觉得望到啲弟兄姊妹就要呕噶啦，因为正啊，系咪正？啊，咁啊，另外一啲嘅气氛咧，我而家冇时间啦，我睇到个钟啊，冇时间。咁啊，Bob 都提咗一个系我哋都经常坚持嘅，就系改变系好嘅。改变啊，好人系可以变下嘅，即系点解？因为我哋人系唔中意变，所以我哋建立个气氛，喂，可以变下嘅，即系可以唔同嘅。咁啊，成个教会都有咁嘅气氛，可以唔同嘅。但系如果你要改变，你就一定要咧有另外一个气氛。阿 Bob 都提过咧，就系失败唔紧要嘅，系咪？失败是成功之母，系咪？咁啊，呢度有冇人冇阿妈嘅？冇啊，个个都阿妈系咪？既然个个都阿妈，咁你成功梗系要失败啦，系咪啊？阿妈系失败嚟噶嘛，成功系仔女嚟噶嘛，咁所以个个都失败噶。你睇真嘅成本圣经成功嘅人物全部失败过，除咗耶稣，系咪？咁所以我哋就建立气氛，就鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果要失败咧，要失败得有尊严。Yeah, with dignity, 我话即系，哇！感谢主，我失败啦，而家我可以成功啦，系咪？咁啊，如果有咁嘅气氛咧，等住咪唔怕失败，系咪？啊，失败咪再嚟过咯，爱迪生都失败咁多次啦，系咪啊？即系，咁多人失败，我都失败好多次啊！我成日都承认我自己失败。咁我都知道，李建华牧师失败好多次，可能你唔知道。我而家睇佢样咁成功，因为佢失败好多次啊。咁啊，呢一个咧系呢一个系第二样嘢啦，就系我哋建立咗一啲嘅气氛。我觉得呢个咧系好重要。一般嘅教会咧做唔到呢样嘢咧，就你无论搵乜嘢系统啊，搵咩方法入嚟咧，都会失败噶。因为生命系最重要啦，生命最重要。咁啊，我都好少睇到诗啊，啲人讲呢啲咁嘅嘢。不过呢个好重要。跟住咧，1989年咧，我哋亦都做咗另外一嘢，我哋就做细胞小组啦。呢个第三样嘢，点解我哋增长？就咧，细胞小组有啲咩好处咧？佢基本有个系统，而个系统咧系一个训练系统嚟嘅。呢个系统咧已经将整个训练嘅制度咧摆咗入去嘅。咁我好鍾意。点解呢？因为细胞小组系小嘛，系咪小组嚟㗎嘛。咁小组呢个个都见到你㗎，你冇得匿㗎，系咪？咁所以我哋个个都要参与呢，喺小组就可以见到佢唔参与，咁就可以鼓励佢参与嘛。如果大家咁样坐喺度，你鬼知佢参与咩，系咪？咁你叫啊，大家打电话关心人，你都唔知道佢有冇做，系咪？但系小组就唔得啦，你知道啦，咁所以咧，你就可以鼓励佢，个个都要参与，咁你可以安排，喂，不如咧呢个你啊打电话关心佢啊咁样，咁所以喺整个小组系统里边咧，就系、是、因为佢系小组，就做咗好多训练啦。小组本身已经有好多训练可以做嘅，教佢传福音啊，教佢带新朋友翻嚟啊，教佢关怀人啊，教佢点样样去为人祈祷啊，好多嘢喺里边训练紧噶。再加上咧，就喺个系统里边咧，就有一对一嘅守望。今日David Chu 讲嘅守望，咁我哋讲嘅守望啊，同佢少少唔同啦。就守望包括埋咧，你要同佢建立关系，包括埋鼓励即系做战友，系咪？因为其实大部分人唔系咧，唔系唔识，其实佢识，不过佢唔敢做。我系因陪住佢做就好啲，或者咧，佢话好攰啊，侍奉都好攰。其实唔系攰，其实可能咧系佢孤单，觉得孤军作战，冇人了解我。哇，有人了解下佢，哇，佢已经唔同噶啦，系咪？咁所以呢个第二样嘢守望我哋做，第三样嘢守望我哋做咧，就系咧可以嚟到成为佢一个嘅 model， 俾个榜样有阵时Bob Logan 讲嗰种 coaching， 做教练佢做组长唔识做，我教佢做，我做俾你睇，系一种嘅教练。第四咧，就帮助佢自己人生成长，所以我哋比较系门徒训练式嘅一对一。
即系更加强于呢一方面。咁啊即系亦都系1989年咧，我哋做做咗一样嘢，亦都系对我哋好有帮助，即系回顾啊，即系都唔系好有系统嘅，我哋都乱咁嚟嘅。咁啊，1989年做咗一样嘢回顾咧，好好嘅，就1989年我哋开咗一间学校。嗰阵时大约30个会友党，但我哋开咗间学校，叫做侍奉训练学院啊，系一年全时间嘅，你要嚟读嘅，吓、啊，即系冇得 part time 嘅，全时间读嘅。咁我哋自己开又自己教，咁点解咧？就因为我哋呢个学校咧系讲明侍奉训练，唔系神学院啊，侍奉训练。咁咧就鼓励每一个弟兄姊妹咧，你一生最少攞一年出嚟学下侍奉，系咪？即系喺泰国啲和尚啊，啲嗰啲男仔啊，都鼓励佢啊攞两年出嚟做和尚啦，系咪啊？摩门教鼓励啲嗰啲弟兄姊妹攞两年出嚟咧嚟到侍奉啦，系咪？咁点解我哋唔可以咧？咁我鼓励佢哋咁样做，亦都咧啊冇学历要求。所以同班同学我第一届咧有一个咧系港大。硕士毕业嘅心理学硕士，另外一个咧、中学都未读完嘅，中学未读嘅，唔系未读完啊，即系得小学嘅啫。咁啊，大家系做同学，咁啊，我哋咧就教佢侍奉。咁啊，回顾咧，觉得呢个系非常重要喺我哋整个发展个策略上高。讲紧咩咧？就讲紧你自己训练人，训练系牧者嘅责任，呢个系亦都系 Peter Wagner 讲嘅，即系我冇乜新嘢，我全部都人哋抄翻嚟嘅，我抄嘢专家。咁啊，即系训练系你嘅责任，咁我哋就我哋好听话嘅啫，人哋咁讲咪做咯，专家咁讲咪喺做啦，系咪？咁我哋就训练人，咁嗰阵时真系做到黐线咁啊，即系你知咧，几多个童工咧，又开间学院，真系好多嘢做噶嘛。咁我哋仲有呢间张神学院，好多都搬入嚟啦，20几科咁样啫。哇，教到我哋黐线啊！咁啊，哇，好多嘢教啊！咁啊，不过咧啊，好值得。而家回顾咧，好值得啊！而家我哋教会大约差唔多100个弟兄姊妹咧，经过咗呢个学院。哇，你谂下。一间教会100个经过一年嘅神学训练，又有圣经训练，又有基本神学，又有生命嘅改造，又有侍奉嘅训练，哇，真系好唔同啊！咁所以我而家大部分嘅童工咧，全世界童工都系个学校出嚟嘅，而佢哋嘅真系质素咧系非常好嘅，即系啱用啊！即系唔系讲人好定唔好啊？即系啱我哋用咧，系比神学院毕业仲更加啱用。点解咧？因为我哋训练佢做我哋要佢做嘅嘢，系咪？神学院出嚟嗰啲唔识做我哋要佢做嘅嘢，系咪？咁我系重新训练过佢，系已经唔使噶啦，因为已经一路同埋意象啊、心啊，同我哋拍住一齐去噶啦，因为一路受我哋嘅训练嘛，系咪？咁我哋而家嘅问题咧就系太多人想做童工啊。一般教会咧揾唔到童工，我哋太多人想做童工，所以我哋话迟啲啦，迟啲啦，翻去做下嘢先啦。咁我哋冇要求一个人一定要全时间，即系奉献，即系奉献自己做全职全道先嚟读嘅，就系、是、做完读完咗咪翻去自己岗位咯。咁啊，尤其是基层嘅教会咧，咁样嘅训练咧系相当好嘅。点解咧？因为基层人士咧攞一年出嚟。其实冇乜所谓嘅啫，系咪啊？本来喺工厂打工，唔打一年有乜所谓啫？翻去都系咁打工嘅啫。你叫个医生攞一年出嚟都唔同啦，佢翻到去薪水都好唔同啦，系咪啊？你个律师攞一年啊，好难啊，吓！但系基层咧就最好啦。因为基层咧，你俾一年黐住个生命，哇，谷下佢啊，哇，个人已经变啦，个人即刻变啦，因为佢有啲嘢咧需要多处理啊，日日同佢处理，日日同佢处理咧，个人先至有机会。系咁样，所以呢啲都系我哋撞啱嘅啫，即系都唔系有计划。即系而家发觉原来系咁嘅，即系好似好有道理嗰阵时冇乜道理嘅。咁第四样嘢，即系对唔住啦，我或者需要讲一讲就，即系讲个系统啊。呢个细胞指数系统相当好啊，即系我又唔系想你做细胞指数，不过解释嘅啫吓。
每一个组长都有个实习组长，所以带一个组咧入边咧，一个组长嘅实习组长。咁呢个实习组长系被训练咯，咁呢个组咧一定倍增啦。倍增嘅时候，实习组长就出嚟做组长啦，系咪？咁啊，组长上高你有一个导师，导师系评审图嚟嘅，每个导师有个实习导师。啲组佢睇两三个组，可能组越嚟越分得多咧，佢睇唔到咁多组咧，就分啦，就分出嚟咧，个实习导师就做导师啦。导师上高有一个我哋叫区牧，区牧系你全时间嘅，每个区牧有一个实习区牧，又系全时间嘅。咁所以呢个实习区牧咧就系受紧训啦。到时咧个区大大啦，又分为两个区，咁啊又分出去啦，系咪？咁所以你见呢个训练不断有嘅。咁啊，最近咧，我哋三年前到咧，我哋 introduce 啲新嘢，就更加有帮助啦。就我哋而家开始组，全部成为队工啊 ，teamwork。咁我哋将组入边有啲所谓叫核心，比较核心啲、热心啲弟兄姊妹咧，就立出嚟，就成立一个另外一个组。呢个组我哋叫做 core team 核心组啊。就咧变成咧多啲立啲弟兄姊妹咧出嚟要侍奉啦，系咪？而家你系核心组啦嘛，咁所以佢哋好早就开始参与咧去学习去侍奉啊，咁所以冇几耐咧，佢哋已经系好热噶啦，好热咁 ready 去啦，所以呢咁嘅训练咧系几重要，我哋教会咧就好睇重一对一嘅训练。到而家咧，我哋大约80%嘅弟兄姊妹咧，都有人一对一守望嘅门徒训练。咁个系呢个可能因为我10年喺道行会嘅背景出嚟咧，觉得呢个好重要。不过我系偏心嘅啫。咁啊，第四样嘢我哋做啱嘅，就1990年啦。1990年咧，就做啱咗啲咩咧？就我发觉咧，一个牧者。唔系单单识得教啊，唔系单单识噏，即系好似阿 Bob 讲啊，嗰啲鸭啊，有啊，喂，佢啊都冇人跟佢，咁何谓领袖咧？系咪？咁我发觉咧，我哋唔系好识叫人跟我哋，我哋识噏，但噏出嚟咧，佢未必跟你。咁我发觉，哎呀，我好需要学，就点样推动人，点样说服人去跟我咧？点样推动人咧？咁呢个我哋真系冇乜训练喎，所以1990年咧，我就喺市面度即系好不幸咧，基督教书局就揾唔到咁嘅书啦，就非基督教书局揾晒所有推动人嘅书，就研究完咗咧，我哋大家就一齐去讨论啦，咁我哋咧就开始学推动人，呢样嘢好重要，亦都系我哋教会。即系可以话增长其中一个重要原因。而家我哋教会顶住咧，好 motivate 嘅，即系好推动啊！你叫佢唔去，佢都唔得噶。你叫佢坐低啊，唔好喐啊，佢唔得噶。佢喐噶，佢去啦，哇！我去啦，放我去啦。咁啊，好容易，比较容易办教会系咪啊？即系佢唔喐，你踢佢都唔喐噶。罗 pad 又大啊，坐得多嘛，会罗 pad 大啊嘛。哇，行路都咁啊，哇，都好辛苦，系咪？但系呢啲唔系嘅，佢只要耐心推动佢啊，系咪？呢个好重要。咁所以我哋学咗关于点样样去推动人，其中一样嘢好重要咧，我哋就系回顾知道啦，就系俾佢 do 下，佢要参与下。我哋以前咧就咁啊，先训练你。瞓到佢瞓觉，到咗咧喂，要喐啊！喂，做咩唔喂？喐啊！我未准备好。我发觉好似唔系好掂喎。我以前就系咁样训练人，而家咧我哋系咪一定要训练完佢先 do 咧？未必嘅，可能出去 do 下先 ，do 下咧佢发觉。哇，唔识啊，冇料啊！咁翻嚟咧就，哎呀，喂，你教下我，我唔识 do 啊，系咪？所以我哋发觉咧，有阵时俾人参与下，带佢出去参与下。其中一样嘢，我哋做得几好嘅咧，1989年开始咧，我哋就带人出去短宣教，咁啊两个星期， 就出去啊，就去杀啊打啊，即系哇又赶鬼啊！我哋都唔识啊，我自己都未试过，我第一次转线哇，真系好笑啊！帮人医病啊，哇！我都从未帮人医过病啊，为医病祈祷啊，仲喺众人面前几百人望住我，我要喺台度帮人哇医病祈祷啊，未试过咁啊！但系个个望住你做唔做先？冇办法焗住要做啊！诶、哎，结果有料到喎、啊，啊，所以训练埋自己，发觉原来神系见嘅，系、啊、咪？啊，即系弟兄姊妹咁样去完翻嚟，心灵完全改变。我哋发觉俾佢参与，多啲带佢出去打仗，唔好咁多坐喺班房，带佢出去打仗。街头去吹下，我哋出去麦当劳闯下，同啲人坐喺度啊，每嘢一个人食嘢，走过去同佢倾下，讲下耶稣啊咁啊。你会发觉咧，而家开始好多人出嚟卖嘢都系咁样，系咪？啊，即系走过嚟，你试下坐麦当劳，你走埋嚟嘅，先生啊，我哋乜乜乜乜想唔想买？哇，而家人哋都咁咩啊，系咪？咁我哋何况我哋咧，系咪？系咪？话第日我哋可以整啲福音录音带啊，走去卖吓。系呢个咧，系啊，李建华嘅。有冇听过李建华？哇，好劲啊！呢个即系特别好嘅一个名歌手嚟嘅，你咪听过啦。啊，买过去听下啦，你买一送一，啊，送埋六辉嘅俾你。佢都唔知边个打边个啫，系咪？即系而家都咁多歌手听，都唔知边个打边个，咁啊卖下俾佢咯，即系可以试下带咗出去，翻嚟讲次啫吓。千祈唔好唱歌，啱时唱歌我都觉得好难敬拜。第二次讲笑。第二次。推动人呢，第二样嘢我哋做啱咗系咩呢？就系我哋发觉呢，就系我哋开始俾弟兄姊妹自己发掘自己人生意象。一般人呢，佢都唔知自己活喺个世上为乜嘅，佢唔知为乜嘅。但系咧，保罗就好清楚啦。保罗话：当跑的路我已经跑完啦。请问如果你唔知你应该跑咩路，你可唔可以话自己跑完？唔得系咪？耶稣话喺十字架话成了。请问如果你唔知要成就咩，可唔可以话成了？所以耶稣好清晰嘅，保罗好清晰嘅，其实圣经人问好清晰自己要做啲乜嘅，但系我哋唔清晰，我哋弟兄姊妹唔清晰，所以我哋教弟兄姊妹点样发梦，点样发掘人生嘅蓝图。咁我哋写咗啲嘢俾佢填啦。唉，开始弟兄姊妹发掘自己人生蓝图嘅时候咧，咁就不得了啦，不得了啦。点解？因为佢自己推动自己啊嘛。佢话我觉得神要我咁样做，哇！呢样嘢不得了啦。而家唔系我叫你做，而家神叫你做，你做唔做先？咁以前咧，弟兄姊妹成日觉得我哋系 manipulate 佢啊。要佢做我哋想佢做嘅嘢，哎呀，牧师你又叫我做我哋想做，你要我做嘅嘢，咁啊，而家唔系啦，而家老友，我系领袖，领袖系仆人系咪？我服侍你，而家我的目标咧就是帮助你成就神要你做嘅嘢，你人生蓝图，我服侍你，我帮你成功，哇，佢觉得你好伟大，啊，多谢你，多谢你，咁而到而家我哋打佢啊！挖佢啊！佢都爱你嘅，点解咧？因为佢自己想做嘛，系咪？佢话我想做，好，我而家帮你成功啊！好啊，好啊，好啊！咁跟住咧，佢想放屁啦，唔捞啦，起身，做咩叫我起身？因为你写嘅蓝图系咪你写嘅？系啊，系咪想做？系啊，所以我唔俾你放屁。哇！又挖佢踢佢啊！佢好爱你，因为佢自己写啊嘛。是不是不是你叫他做的，是他自己说要做的。明白我意思吗？哇，如果他的蓝图和教会的蓝图 一配合 overlap 嗰一下就 powerful 啦，系咪？系咪啊？所以我哋发觉咧，呢样嘢都我哋做啱嘅一样嘢，即系帮助佢揾到佢人生意象。咁啊，所以即系好混乱地 present 咗我哋教会点解咧？有增长啊，咁啊，亦都训练咧，对我哋嚟讲咧系好重要。但系我自己觉得我哋最主要增长唔系因为我哋嘅训练劲，虽然我哋好睇重训练，学校都开埋。不过当我觉得有好嘅训练，如果冇嗰种生命，冇嗰种推动，冇嗰种动力咧，系完全做唔到嘅，完全做唔到。所以我觉得我好中意啊 Bob Logan 讲嘅嘢，因为佢背后咧就有呢个基本嘅假设啊，所以你可以听一下佢讲呢样嘢。咁啊，佢听日又会再讲呢样嘢。不过佢嗰啲嘢都系我度抄佢嘅，所以当然好好系咪？好，多谢大家。
我哋都好希望连打连撞咁啊，撞到好似啊黄牧师咁啊，咁咧我哋都请阿 Bob 咧就继续，并且回应上下咧阿黄牧师所讲嘅。
Then I have just one suggestion for you.
我对大家有一个提议。
There's one thing that you could do to increase your effectiveness.
有一个办法能够帮助你更加有效嘅。
You could show just a little bit more enthusiasm.
就系将多啲咁多嘅热情流露在其中。
Whenever you're around him, there's this energy.
所以你喺佢周围嘅时候，你感觉到好多嘅爆炸性嘅动力。
So it's good. You just get in and plug in.
所以咧，你只系咧将你嗰个嘅掣插落去嘅时候咧，就咁样。
Three things I heard.
我听咗三件事。
Number one,
第一,
clear sense of direction.
有一个清晰的方向感。
Clear sense of direction.
清晰的方向感。
Secondly,
第二,
truly believing in people.
真真的去相信人嗰个嘅能力。
That's part of the atmosphere. It's part of their place of saying, "We know you can do it."
即系能够信一个对俾人哋有个信心，佢系能够做得成事嘅。
Because God can do it.
因为神能够做。
And that's good. That's the second key thing I heard.
又第二样重要嘅事情。
But the third key thing I heard is they just don't motivate people; they show them how.
唔单止净系第三样就系唔单止系喺背后用理论上推动人，并且咧实际俾佢睇得到点样做。
And you can get people to do almost anything if you come alongside of them and show them how.
如果你站喺个人嘅旁边，你就去指示佢点样做嘅时候，你可以推动佢做任何嘅事情。
So there are many things that I could see in that model.
所以我喺个模式上，黄牧师个模式上睇到好多好多丰富嘅材料。
But those are three things that stood out to me.
总括嚟讲，我就听到呢三件事情。
Thanks for sharing.
多谢黄牧师分享。
Okay, what I'd like to do is go on to page number 7.
系第三个环，今日嘅第三段落就系第七页。
Okay. Holistic leadership development.
就是有关整全领袖的发展。
The first principle is that fruitful ministry flows from more who you are than what you do.
所以第一件就是有效的事工源自你是谁，过于你就什么。
Dr. Robert Clinton, not to be confused with the President of the United States, did a study and studied 700 leaders.
所以呢，这个 Robert Clinton 博士就曾经做了一个研究，他就探讨有关700个领袖。
And he found out from his biblical studies, historical studies, and contemporary studies that most leaders do not finish well.
他就从历史、圣经同埋现代个处境嚟到发觉，好多嘅领袖都系无疾而终嘅。
That it's important to develop the inner life.
就是因为他发觉一件事情非常重要，是你内心那个的建立。
And thus, effective leadership development must focus on the whole person.
啊，所以呢个有效嘅整全嘅领袖嘅训练系需要焦点于全个人嘅建立。
Character as well as skill，
性格同埋技能。
And the third key is that theological education is a lifelong process for the believer。
第三点有关整全嘅领袖嘅发展，就系需要有神学教育系信徒以整个人生来进行的。
We need to make a shift from teaching people to helping them to become learners。
我哋转移从一个人净系嚟到去学嘢，就变成一个学人。
Now to do that requires a couple of key elements。
嗱，呢个上面系有两个主要嘅因素嘅。
One is a transferable process that allows any believer to be able to evangelize and disciple and to help in their own spiritual formation。
啊，就能够去有一个可以传递嘅方式，能够将到门训啊各方面都能够传递落去。
An example of that is the life transforming group。
啊，这个例子就系刚才分享之前嘅时候，同张牧师同你讲嘅嗰个能够转化嘅小组。
Now that may not be the particular method that you use in your situation, but whatever method you use, it has to be simple enough that absolutely anybody can do it。
啊，所以咧就无论用咩方法都好，全部大佬都好似通罗马一样，就需要用简单足够嘅简单，以至其他人都可以模仿嘅。
Because Jesus gave that command to make disciples to every person。
啊，所以主耶稣俾我哋命令就系要使每一个人都成为佢嘅门徒。
The second key is what we're going to talk about the rest of the afternoon. It's a flexible mentoring process that will help raise up multiplying leaders, pastors, church planters, and missionaries。
啊，所以另一个主要嘅因素咧，就系呢个二里面讲话系帮助培训繁殖嘅领袖、牧者、接待者及宣教士嘅一个富有弹性嘅师徒过程。
Now to do that, I want to share with you four assumptions of how people learn。
啊，呢度咧要喺呢方面嘅时候，我想提出四个学习嘅假设。
That's on page eight。
第八页。
I want you to listen carefully here because it might challenge some of your ways of thinking。
我想你留心地听，因为呢啲可能同你所想嘅方法系南辕北辙嘅。
First one we all believe in. People learn best when they see someone effectively model the skill or character they wish to develop.
所以第一学习最佳嘅时刻就是当人学务想学习某些技能或品格时，可以看到他人有效地活出榜样。
Jesus said, "Come, follow me."
所以主耶稣话来跟随我。
Watch what I do.
睇下我所做嘅。
And whenever you see effective leadership development, there's always a model because people can reproduce what they can see.
啊，所以平时我哋讲到学习嘅时候，都有一个可以有气有肉可以跟随嘅模式。
That's why it's best not just to talk about it; it's best to do it and let people see you do it. They'll learn more by that way.
所以就唔最重要嘅就唔系用乜口讲，而实际你系能够好似造成肉身地嚟到去实实展现咗一个模式嘅时候，人哋就可以跟随得到你。
Second key assumption。
第二个嘅学习假设
，people learn best when they gain hands-on experience through on-the-job training。
学习嘅最佳时刻就是人可以在职训在职训练中取得实际嘅经历。
The typical academic approach to training is this: orient, equip, and involve。
所以一个典型嘅传统嘅学院式嘅训练咧，就系定位、装备、参与。
There are two things that are wrong with it.
呢个有两个大错嘅。
Number one, it's not biblical.
第一就系唔啱圣经。
And if that's not a strong enough reason, then number two, it doesn't work.
如果呢个都唔系足够强嘅原因的话咧，就第二个就系咁样系唔啱，咁啊使唔出嚟嘅，咁系垃圾嚟嘅。
So whether you reject it on biblical grounds or pragmatic grounds, that's the wrong model.
啊，所以无论从圣经个角度或者从个实际嘅角度，呢个都系一个错误嘅模式。
What's the more appropriate biblical model?
一个更加适切嘅圣经模式系点咧
？Same three elements,
三个因素
，slightly different order.
即咁多唔同嘅嗰个嘅次序。
What do you suppose it would be?
啊，你认为系点咧
？Orient, involve, and equip.
定位、参与、训练。
Jesus trained people on the job.
主耶稣系在职训练嘅。
Now remember in Mark chapter 9, Jesus was up with Peter, James, and John on the mountain for the transfiguration to happen. A highlight of Jesus' ministry. Meanwhile, the other nine disciples were down the mountain. And a father brings up his demonized son to them.
一个爸爸带咗佢一个被鬼附嘅小孩子嚟到佢哋面前。
And he says, "Can you cast out this demon?"
咁佢就对啲门徒话：你哋可唔可以赶走呢只鬼啊？
And they said, "Sure, no problem. We have a big winning streak against demons."
佢话冇问题，我哋一定掂嘅。
With 27 to nothing.
但系呢个咧最后咧就唔掂。
And so no problem.
冇问题。
So they do what they normally did.
于是咧照翻全部咁样做。
And then the demon threw the kid on the ground and starts throwing a convulsion.
哇！嗰只鬼咧将嗰个细路仔咧就一碰就点啊，将佢推到落地下上面，然后嗰细路仔又开始嚟到去呕啊，瘫翻神添。
And the disciples were startled.
哇！嗰啲门徒就喺度，大家喺度神神震啦。
It always worked before.
哇！以前系咁样掂过，而家唔掂啊。
And so now they're a little confused.
啲好混乱。
So they go have a meeting.
哋开会。
And they huddle up and talk.
喺度咧，主神就讲大声。
Then they go back and they try something new again.
就翻去就再试过另外一个新招。
The more they try, the worse it gets.
哇！你越搞越成日越旺。
All the commotion, all the noise, the crowd starts to gather.
所以一切嘅行动啊，一切嘅呼求啊，冚唪唥都即使啲人咧受到刺激嘅时候，就喺度聚集。
You see the sweat starting to come down their faces.
哇！嗰啲门徒开始流晒大汗。
People are starting to yell suggestions from the crowd.
哇！嗰啲会众喺度咧，大声啊，提议好多嘅。
It's very chaotic.
哇！好混乱啊。
Now, when you read Mark 9, you won't find all of this, but in sanctified imagination, you can.
呢个咧喺马可福音第八章揾唔到呢啲，但系从我哋嗰个被圣化嘅幻想里边，可以想象到一切嘅情景。
And so they're in the midst of all this mess, and the dust is flying, and all this, and they're in real trouble. Jesus comes back from having experienced one of the highlights of his ministry.
哇！你睇当时嘅时候，尘埃大作啊，满天都系风雨一样。哦，主耶稣当时落山啦。
And he said, "What's going on here?"
发生咩事啊
？And the father comes up to him very apologetically and says, "I'm sorry, sir. It's all my fault."
所以呢个爸爸就相当歉意嘅对主耶稣话：，哎呀，所有事都对唔住，对唔住。
I brought my son to these dear disciples because they were he was demonized. I thought they could handle it. Obviously, they couldn't. I'm so sorry to cause this mess.
系咯，我带我仔嚟咧，我谂住佢哋可以将佢医好嘅，但系佢哋唔能够，我真系好抱歉，你哋造成咁多嘅混乱。
Jesus asked a few clarifying questions。
所以主耶稣就问发生咩事嘅时候
，then cast the demon out。
主耶稣跟住咧祷告嘅时候，点样将
个crowd disperses。
嗰啲嘅人群就散去。
And the disciples are totally humiliated。
嗰啲嘅门徒就咁啊，相当嘅嚟到觉得冇面子啦。
It wasn't until that night when they were in the house by themselves, they finally said to Jesus。
所以直到当年嘅晚上，佢哋先至敢嚟到出声同耶稣讲
：How come that one came out for you and not for us？
点解嗰只鬼你讲嘅时候讲得出，我哋讲唔掂咧
？And Jesus says, "Oh."
即系佢话：哦，咁啊
，That kind only comes out with prayer and fasting。
原来即系佢话嗰种鬼只系属于一种祈祷同埋禁食，唔系就讲唔掂嘅。
Now, how come Jesus didn't cover that in Demonology 101?
点解主耶稣喺呢个讲鬼学嘅101里面就喺上呢个课程冇咁样教导咧
？Maybe he did.
可能曾经有咁教过嘅。
But they never remembered it.
但佢哋都唔记得有咁教过。
Guess what they never forgot?
你谂，你想象佢哋唔应该会忘记噶。
The next time they came across a case that needed prayer and fasting, they knew what to do.
你想想嘅时候，今次之后一个神学教材嘅书卷之后，佢哋将来就永远要讲鬼就唔会唔记得，需要祈祷同埋禁食。
People learn best through hands-on experience and on-the-job training。
所以今日咧，在职嘅训练系一个最佳嘅学习嘅模式。
Jesus' training model is very simple。
所以主耶稣嘅训练嘅模式系非常简单嘅。
Five steps，
五步。
I do, you watch。
我做，你睇住我做。
I do, you watch。
我做，你睇住我做。
Second one, what do you suppose it is?
第二，你估系乜嘢啦
？One church group, after explaining this model to him, said, "You know, Bob, our model is this."
咁样就我一次嚟到解释俾间教会听嘅时候，佢哋对我讲，我哋嘅模式系咁。
It's only a two-step process.
两步啫。
I do, you watch.
我做，你睇住我做。
Then you do, you do, you do, you do, you do.
又跟住啊，你做，你做，你做，你做。
That's not Jesus' model.
呢个唔系主耶稣嘅模式。
Second step.
第二步。
I do, you help.
我做，你帮我做，你帮手辅助。
Jesus feeding the 5,000.
主耶稣嚟到叫五千人得饱。
Go find out what food's available out here.
你睇下有啲咩可以食嘅。
Here, Take these baskets and pass out this bread and these fishes. They're multiplying. They pass them out to the people. Oh, they've all satisfied. Now take the baskets and collect up what's left. I do, you help. What do you suppose step three is? Not quite. You do, I help. Now this, they're taking the responsibility, but you're still alongside helping. When I learned how to ride a bicycle, my father would run alongside and he'd be holding his hand underneath the seat of the bicycle and help. I was doing it, but he was helping. But then it shifts to number four. Which is? Yes. You do, I watch. At some point, you let go and watch the person go. Step five, what do you suppose it is? You do, someone else watches. That's what makes it reproducible. If you take anything you want to train people on and break it up into small enough units, you can train almost anybody on anything. If you'll just follow these five steps. Third assumption. People learn best in a mosaic pattern, not a linear one.
Where's the black one? Did you take the black pen with you? It's okay, we'll go with red. It's okay.
If that summarizes the whole scope of what God wants to teach, God will fill in a little piece here in the puzzle. Then he'll fill in another little piece. Then another piece. God does not disciple us in a linear fashion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He does it in more of a mosaic pattern. Let me back up and illustrate. I was discipling a new Christian one time. This was very early in my ministry. This guy, before he became a Christian, was quite a brawler. He had lots of problems. Remarkable transformation, but he still had numbers of issues to deal with in his life. And I was discipling and using a regular discipleship curriculum. One day he came up to me. And he says, Bob, I've got to sell my boat. I said, okay. He said, no, Bob, you don't understand. And he starts poking me. And he says, Bob, I have to sell my boat because before I was a Christian, I would go out on that boat and I would do things that I'm now ashamed of. I'd get drunk and do all sorts of stuff. And he says, that boat is an idol to me. I must get rid of my boat. I said, okay, I understand.
我明白啊，好啊。
He says, so I am praying and asking God that He will sell my boat for me.
所以我祈祷就是希望神帮我卖咗呢个船去。
Implication was, He wasn't going to advertise.
含义即系话佢唔会去登广告嘅。
And I've even told God the price I want to get for it.
然后继续讲就话我甚至讲俾神听我想要船卖几多钱。
See, he was a new Christian. He thought that God heard and answered prayer.
所以他是一个新的基督徒，一个初信者，所以以为是这样去回答英文祷告的模式。
I was a pastor. I had theological education. I knew better than that.
我是一个牧师，我曾经有受过神学院训练的时候，我知道这并不是神英文祷告的方法。
Besides, I was quite confused.
而且另外这个都是很混乱的事情。
Because if it was an idol, biblically speaking, what do you do to idols?
如果这个是一个偶像的时候，按照圣经，你怎么处理偶像呢？
You break them up and burn them.
你将它打烂打碎它，然后将烧掉它。
You don't put them on the market to see what you can get for them and make some money off of it.
你不会拿去卖掉它来到城市赚翻乜钱。
So he said, Bob, will you pray with me?
所以爸爸，你请你为我祈祷。
And so I said, okay, I prayed something. I don't know what I prayed really.
所以在当时我又为他祈祷，我不记得我祈什么。
And so inwardly I was saying, Lord, do whatever you got to do. I don't know. You know, it's like, it's very confusing to me.
所以我心里面就说，神啊，你想怎么做就怎么做，这个对我真的很混乱。
2 weeks later,
两个星期之后，
this new Christian comes up to me.
这个初信者又来我了，又找我了。
He says, Bob, God sold my boat.
他说， Bob 啊，神帮我卖这个船啊。
And I didn't advertise or anything.
我又不想去卖告白，什么都不用。
I said, well, tell me the story.
讲个故事给我听。
And he said, well, I was out washing my truck one day. And this car drives up. And the guy rolled down the window. And he yells out the window. He says, hey, do you want to sell your boat? The new Christian was a salesman. So he said, so, what do you want to give me for it?
Oh, 好啊，你想买，你想要几多钱呢？
And the guy names a dollar amount.
意思个人呢就讲咗几多个美元。
It was the exact number he'd been praying about.
这个嘅数字，那个人提出嘅就同嗰个初信嘅需销员所讲嘅系一模一样嘅。
The guy gets the cash.
那个意思，那个人就拿了笔钱。
They sign the papers,
然后签咗买船契。
He hooks up the boat and drives it off.
然后咧就将嗰只船咧，喺美国嘅时候咧，车后边可以挂只船啊，咁然后咧就于是开走啦。
And the new Christian said to me, Bob, God really does answer prayer.
所以呢个初信者又对我话，哇 ，Bob 啊，我听神真系会应允祷告噶。
And so I rejoiced with him.
所以我为佢一同喜乐。
And then I was so devastated, I had to cancel all the rest of my appointments, and I went home and said, I have to do some theological reflection.
所以我当时咧，实在系完全嘅绝望啊！我就要话，哎，我翻屋企慢慢嚟谂下啲神学嘅反思啊，我自己嗰个嘅祈祷嘅神学是否准确
？So I sat in my favorite chair all afternoon.
所以咧，我于是咧取消晒所有下昼嘅约会，就喺度谂。
And I'm thinking, what did I learn?
我又问究竟我学咗些什么呢？
And I came to 2 conclusions that afternoon.
嗰下午我有两个结论。
Number one,
第一
，an angel must have bought that boat.
嗰个天使买咗只船。That's pretty good theology.
Yeah. that on the Colorado River there is now a ski boat.
而家喺个河上面有一只嘅船喺度。
And it is used for angels that are a little tired and need a vacation from all their service for God.
就俾嗰啲咧系服侍神得太过疲劳嘅天使咧喺嗰度探世界嘅。
And they can go there and do some water skiing and get some rest before they go back into service again.
所以佢哋可以去嗰度划水，用呢个船去划水，然后先再重头侍奉嘅行列。
Now I don't know that for sure.
我都唔好清楚个啱唔啱。
But it's one of the 2 conclusions I came up with.
呢个就系嗰个下午我得到嘅结论。
The second one is more useful. You can write this one down.
这个就头先嗰啲可能开玩笑，而呢个就系我真要讲嘅。
I realized that I could have discipled that man until Jesus comes again.
我体会到我不能够嚟到去培训嗰个人，直至到主再嚟嘅日子。
And I would have never dealt with the number one sin issue in his life.
我不能够来到去处理他生命当中罪魁祸首的大罪状。
And I realized that day that I was not smart enough to be the Holy Spirit.
我嗰日咧嚟到去體會得到，原來我冇不夠屬靈嘅智慧，能夠去扮演咗屬個靈性人嘅角色。
The best I could do would be to come alongside of people and help them learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit.
所以我最好能夠做嘅都係能夠喺呢個人嘅旁邊嚟到協助佢自己去聆聽聖靈嘅聲音。
And then once they know what the Holy Spirit's agenda is, then to help cooperate with the Holy Spirit to make that agenda become a reality.
所以咧最能夠做嘅就係去了解到聖靈喺身上面嘅議程，於是佢同聖靈合作，於是能夠做出最好嘅事情。
And I realized how much of the training I had done was inappropriate.
我體會到我咁多嘅訓練有好多係不適宜需嘅
，or at least less effective.
或者話咧係不是太有效嘅。
Because with having a set curriculum that has chapter 1 and then chapter 2 and chapter 3, it presupposes that I know best what the exact order is of what God wants to teach him and when he wants to teach him.
所以如果在我那个课程里面一二三四行文都是紧板四的时候，那么真的自己都死了。
That's a linear process.
这个是一个很直线的进程。
But that's not the way God disciples me.
但这个却不是神怎样来到培训我。
That's not the way God has discipled you.
也不是神来培训你。
God does it in more of a mosaic pattern, filling in the pieces of a puzzle, almost randomly it seems.
所以就好像一幅的构图一样，神是在几个不同的时候，同时哪里是一个有空隙的时候，神将它填满。
Do you see the implications of what we're talking about?
大家看到这个含义吗？
See, God creates a need in our life, and at that point when we have a need, we want to learn, and that's when we're ready to learn.
在我们生命当中，神来到让我们感觉到一种饥渴，于是乎我们就可以来到去尝试饱尝这种饥渴所需要的学习。
What you're learning through this time today corresponds to whether you have a need in your life that is connecting with something that you have a need in.
所以今天你所学的是需要同你所需要的有一个挂钩。
A mosaic pattern rather than a linear pattern.
所以一个多元性的或者是在这个的是突发各方面的就是比较一个直线进程的学习模式是更加。
Number four.
第四。
People learn best through just-in-time training.
學習的最佳時刻就是適時的訓練。
If you give people training way in advance, they don't respect it.
如果你是能夠是早了來到訓練對方的時候，他不懂得怎樣欣賞，是牛吃馬打一樣。
But if you're just about ready to do something,
但他已經是當時適時，他是覺得有個飢渴和需要的時候呢，
then you're ready to receive the training.
他就很準備好來到去接受這個訓練了。
That's why it's not as helpful to load up all these people with all this information.
所以今天这个如果我成日将好多的是好多填鸭式的将好多资料呢轰炸在生命上面呢，这个对他于事无补的。
Because a lot of times people don't know they need it.
因为人这个我按颈我就按得牛头钉。
But if you'll deliver the training right at the point of need,
所以能够在最需要的时候以加以所需要的学习给他，
learning will be maximized.
这个学习就会是最高程度的发生了。
Now, am I suggesting that you take all the curriculum and throw it away?
那是不是说我要将所有一切的就固定既定的课程将它完全是抛诸脑后呢？
No, but I am suggesting taking the curriculum and cutting up into little bite-sized pieces.
我所提議的就是將我們所需要一切的課程能夠以一個小小的份量來到去將它慢慢的剪完。
And then deliver the pieces right when they're needed.
而是將我們所需要的、適切的需要的在它需要的時候給它。
You will train people far more effectively if you'll do it that way.
如果是這樣的時候，我這個訓練是最有效的。
Number five.
第五。
People learn best when they have effective mentoring or coaching relationships.
學習的最佳時刻就是透過有效的師徒關係。
What do I mean by that?
這個是什麼意思呢？
Take a look at page 9.
第九頁。
Very simple chart.
很簡單的一個平面圖。
You could draw this on a piece of paper, you could duplicate this and use this in your ministry if you were to make it a little bit bigger.
这个没什么版权的，你可以随便使用，你可以放大它做另外一幅出来。
Notice there are two areas where we need to develop people.
留意到这里有两个项目我们需要人去建立的。
Number one, personal development.
第一就是个人的发展。
Number two, ministry development.
第二就是事工的发展。
That is our being and our doing.
这个就是我们自己的本身的实存的需要和我们行动上的需要。
Character and action.
品格和行为。
Now, there's three steps to develop somebody, work with them.
如果要你建立一个人，我们需要有三个步骤。
The first is to reflect.
第一就是要重新反省。
If you are lost in a shopping area,
如果有一次呢，我们在一个购物中心里面荡失路的时候，
you go to find one of the maps.
你去找那个购物中心的指示图。
What's the most important thing on that map?
你在那个图里面最重要的是什么呢？
It says, you are here.
你在这里。
That's very important.
那个是很重要的。
Because if you don't know where you are, you're not going to be able to get where you want to go.
如果你不知道你在哪里的时候，你就不知道找不到这个方向，你又不知道怎么出这个迷宫。
So first thing you have to ask is, where are you?
所以第一件事要问的就是我在哪里。
What has God been doing in your life?
神在我们身上面所做的。
Where are you now?
你现在在哪里？
Then the next most important question is, where do you want to go?
下一个最重要的问题就是你想往哪里去。
And to get somewhere, you got to know where you are and where you need to go.
所以如果我们要我们生命是有进程的时候，我们需要我们在哪里，而是我们想往哪里去。
That's the reflection process.
这个就是一个反省的过程。
You're getting perspective.
这样的时候，我们生命上有宏观和导向。
The second is the refocusing process.
第二个是，重新焦点。
If that's where you want to go,
如果你要去那里，
what are the priorities that you need to address?
今天究竟生命上有什么优势我们需要留意呢？
What are the different options of how you could get there?
究竟在生命上有多少个选择来定住我怎样去那里呢？
Specifically, what are the action steps that need to be taken?
具体来说，有哪些步骤我需要来去履行履定然后才达到呢？
If you were working with somebody, you would ask, what do you sense God wants you to do between now and the next time we get back together?
如果你跟一个人，你的上司做他的师徒关系的时候，你要问究竟你下一步棋你想怎走法。
Couple years ago, I went to my eye doctor.
两年之前我去我的眼医生度。
He says, Bob, I have good news and bad news.
咁样就眼医生同我讲，帮我有一个好消息同一个坏消息。
The good news is your eyes are very healthy.
好消息就系你嘅眼好健康，冇问题。
The bad news is that within a couple of years, within a few years, you're going to need reading glasses.
就系咧个坏消息就系喺两三年之后，你又需要咧，你就会系就会老花啦。
He says nothing to be concerned about.
而家唔使担心住嘅。
It's just all part of the aging process.
呢个咧都系一个人老化必须经过嘅过程。
I said thank you very much, Doctor Encouragement.
医生啊，多谢你嘅鼓励。
And so you'll notice sometimes I have to take my glasses off to see what's there.
So I didn't know how to use my
I used to hate it when speakers would do that. You know, they'd be taking their glasses on and off.
有时候我哋坐喺度听嗰啲讲者咁样嘅时候，我哋真系觉得好憎佢嘅。
Now I have to do that on small letters.
而家我都需要咁样做啦。
As I heard that news, I started prematurely going into my midlife crisis.
所以咧，当我听到呢个坏消息嘅时候，我心里面已经马上就落咗一个中年嘅危机底下。
And I thought this is the time again for theological reflection.
呢个时候系我做一个神学反省嘅时刻。
And as I thought about it, I realized there are two things that a leader needs.
所以我体会咧，喺一个作为领袖嘅人，我需要两样嘅东西。
A leader needs to have bifocal vision.
我哋一个嘅领袖人需要有一个双重嘅视野。
A leader needs to be able to see far away.
我哋需要睇得远。
To see where they're going.
And then
the leader also needs to see what are the next steps. The leader does not necessarily have to see all the steps between here and there.
But has
to have a clear sense of direction. Long range vision.
And
then have short range vision to realize to get from here to there, I first have to go down these steps.
同埋一个短线嘅视野，如果我要去到嗰度嘅时候，首先就要行呢前面呢个几级嘅楼梯级。
Then I realize if I want to go this direction, I have two choices.
如果我要去嗰个方向，我有两个选择。
I might be able to go out that door, I could go down this way.
我要咁样去或者咁样去。
And so I decide to go out this door.
我而家决定喺边度去啦。
And I get outside, then I take my perspective again, I refocus.
如果我
Where do I want to go?
如果我去到那裡的時候,我需要重新調整我的焦點。
And then I need to take the next step.
我要開始另一步。
That's the process of reflection and refocusing.
這個就是一個重新檢證和焦點的過程。
The third step,
第三步驟,
is to resource.
我要重新地來到去評估我們的資源。
Resources can be passages of the Bible.
如果聖經裡面說,
could be a cassette tape.
可能這個資源可能是我們的一個錄音機。
Could be a section out of a book.
也可能是書裡面一部分的資料。
Could be another person.
另外一個能夠幫助我們的人。
But once you know what it is God wants you to do,
如果我們知道神想我們做什麼的話,
then it makes sense to get connected with the resources that can help you do that.
這個最直接的就是能夠將我們需要目的和我們所需要的資源掛鈎起來。
This kind of training is very effective.
所以這樣的訓練是非常有效的。You
may not give people as much content, but guess what? They are going to do and know more because they've done whatever you've given them.
所以這個訓練我給你很多個餡,好像不是給你很多餡,其實我給你一個方向感,知道他需要什麼。
And they're not following you, they're following the Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以說不會跟著你走,也跟著主耶穌去。
And you're helping to be a resource to them, a Barnabas, if you will.
所以今天就有好成為在生命當中的巴拿巴,能夠給到他資源上面的供應。
Now, I've given you a lot of stuff.
又給你很多料。
Notice the reflection.
現在要反省了。
Two things.
兩件事。
What are the insights that you receive from just thinking about this discussion of how people learn?
今天你從這個討論有關人如何學習的過程裡面得到什麼的透視呢?
And the mentoring or coaching process.
這個這樣的師徒過程。
So what insights do you have?
你得到什麼的透視兩講?
And secondly, what are the implications of those insights?
而這個有什麼含義呢? 有什麼在行動上面給我們的指引呢?
Take 2 minutes to think about it, then I'm going to give you some subgroups.
大家用兩分鐘的時間自我反省,一會我們就用小組的方式來討論。
That illustrates the model that happens in Honduras.
這個就是在洪都拉斯裡面實際真實的個案。
And in Honduras, there was a missionary there that was working for a long time.
在那裡有一個世界時是很快了很多的時間。
About 15 years ago, that missionary turned the work over to an Honduran.
在50年以前的時候,這個世界時將他的工作交給本地的人。
It is a church multiplication movement. By the way, as I give you this case study, I want you to be listening for your observations and the principles behind what I'm talking about. The problem that they had in their training when this missionary was first there is they would send their students away to the Bible school.
他們將那些好的信徒來到他們參與他們的神學院學業。
Very few of them returned back into their villages.
很少再回到洪都拉斯這個鄉村的部落之中。
And those that did return were now irrelevant.
而那些回去的,可能是西方人士,回去的,都發覺他們不適應當地的需要。
Because they were so highly educated, they could no longer relate to the people they were trying to reach.
因為他們受了這麼多的教的時候,他們不能夠來到一班受低等教的人當中。
And so there was a drain of leadership from the churches, and the churches were not multiplying.
所以那個教會裡面的人才流失,而教會不能夠增長。
And so what they did was decide to do a variation.
所以後來他們有些變化。
You've all heard of theological education.
大家都聽過有關神學教育。
TE.
簡寫就是theological education的TE啦。
This is TEE, you've heard of that.
所以呢,這個模式就是TEE, theological education by extension.
Right. This is the third E, theological education and evangelism by extension. Education and evangelism by extension.
I'm sorry.
And so what they do is they seek to evangelize.
And
then they find some converts.
於是呢,就得到一些人啊,
and they start discipling them right from the beginning to minister.
他們就在那時候,初信就已經馬上開始去訓練他們做一個傳道者。
Okay, come with me. Grab this. So, let's say we have a new Christian here.
現在我們搞定有一個初信者了。
Yes, new Christian, Reverend Lee.
李牧師,初信的。
Now, what we do is the typical discipleship approach is like student-teacher. Not very effective. But rather, what happens, the best way that they do it is this way. They just baptize him. You're still dripping wet. Still dripping wet. And I take him to Romans 6. We don't wait till they get all sanctified before we baptize them. They profess Christ, we baptize them. Take them to Romans 6. Say, do you realize what happened to you? That you died with Christ. You were buried with Christ. You rose with Christ. And the power of the resurrected Jesus now lives in you. That's what Romans 6 says, right? And that power of the resurrected Jesus can help you overcome the sinful stuff in your life. So tell me, where do you need the power of the resurrected Jesus to change something in your life? How's that for lessons one, a follow-up? We're starting at a sanctification level that's much higher. And he'll answer at the level he can trust me. You don't have to answer. That's the personal development side of the equation. Then guess what? This brand new Christian is now a little bit drier. Is qualified to be a leader. What is this new Christian qualified? Who is this new Christian qualified to lead? People that are not yet Christians. Because he's farther along than they are. He knows Jesus, they don't. He's taking steps toward Christ, and so he can be in a position of influence to bring them along. So I say, who do you know that needs Jesus like you've got? Oh, yes, he's a bad person, isn't he? Yeah, he drinks, has all sorts of problems. Not very happy. Who else? Yes, 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 yes. So what are you going to do? How are you going to do that? And so then, so what you do is, so you can go and reach them, and I help coach and come alongside, but you're doing it. So you're working on your personal growth.
And
right from the very beginning, he's involved in ministry. There's nothing that gives a person better assurance of salvation than going out and sharing their faith. That can be done. Because what does a witness do? Tells what happens to them. And the way in which I've led him to Christ, he can help start sharing with others. Because in Honduras, they only use methods that can be instantly imitated.
所以在洪都拉斯的地方，他只会用的就是一个马上即时地可以模仿的方法。
So they don't use methods that involve equipment because they don't have money to buy equipment.
他们用很多高度科技或者是装备的技巧，因为他们没钱买这些所有的。
They do it in very simple form.
用一个很简单的模型式来进行。
And so then he goes and reaches his witnesses to his friends.
所以他就去到那个认识的群体朋友之中，来带他们信主。
Then he comes back and reports, and we talk more about the next steps in his personal growth and the next steps in his ministry.
然后他出去做一段工作之后，再回来，他这个陪着他的人就再跟他讲下这个过程，继续教导他怎么样成长。
And then when you have these people are ready to respond to Christ, guess who baptizes them?
所以呢，这些人开始信主了，你怎么带他们来了？圣灵那个。
He does. Huh, I don't know how to do that. Well, do you remember how he did it for you?
记得怎么受洗啊？你怎么带他受洗啊？
That's it. That's how you do it. Great. Wonderful.
咁就系啦。哎，好，好，好劲。
And then they start a group.
于是佢开始个小组。You can
sit down now. Thank you. And they start a group.
系啦，佢哋开始个小组。And
they begin to learn to lovingly obey Jesus.
系啦，佢哋开始就去爱主同埋信服主。Very
simple things.
好简单嘅。
They teach them how to witness and how to love and how to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
教他们怎么来敬敬主，怎么来爱人，怎么来庆典那个主餐。
How to pray.
怎么祈祷。
And the very basic things of how to give.
讲一个很基本的，譬如话怎么来去奉献。
And so they have an effective model, and they have an effective model.
讲一个很有效的模式。
And they use methods that can be reproduced. And they just continue to train the leaders through on-the-job training. The fascinating part about that is they continually keep focus on the white field. Because new converts are instantly mobilized to start reaching their neighbors.
所以那些初信的就是马上地就来到投入这个收庄稼的工厂。And
reaching their friends.
来到去指爱主的朋友。And
so they talk about the white fields that are always out there.
所以呢，他们都经常在谈到这个发达的庄稼。And
they train leaders through on-the-job assignments.
所以他们能够训练他们在工厂上面的需要，就按照那里训练他们。Now,
in Honduras, the educational level of the people they're reaching is about second or third grade.
所以洪都拉斯的地方，他们所来到外省的人呢，大概是二三年级小学的教育。That's
maximum.
这个已经是最受最深教的人，就是这样的。So
they don't give them a lot of stuff to read.
所以他们没什么机会读书的。They
do a lot with cartoons.
用很多嘅图画、漫画式嚟到教导佢哋。And
they have great memories, and they can memorize the stories that go with it.
所以呢，就咁样小学生，我记得嗰啲嘅故事。And
then guess what? Out of this group, just some key people go out and start another group.
因为好奇妙嘅咧，就系话呢度嗰啲信咗之后，佢哋又出去开始其他嘅小组。
Who coaches that next group?
边个嚟到做另外小组嘅教练呢？
The key person.
又系呢个嚟生。
Maybe this one, maybe that one.
可能这个，可能那个。
And then I coach this person to coach that one.
所以呢，我就训练佢，我教练佢，佢又教练另一位。
And through that, they've seen a couple hundred new churches get started.
就系咁啊，几百个教会就系咁样开展起嚟。
If you were to try and visit all these churches, it would take you more than a year because transportation is so terrible.
如果呢啲咁嘅教会就系咁样嘅地震，如果要探访晒呢啲教会咧，都需要一年嘅时间，因为嗰度嘅交通系咁啊，非常之差嘅。
And step by step, they provide the training, help them know what they need to do next, and give them the training to help them do that.
就系以此地一个步骤一个步骤咁嚟到去训练佢哋，就系佢当佢需要嘅时候，就先俾啲咁多，俾啲咁多嚟到去陆续地训练佢哋嚟到做呢个工作。
I would take any of those pastors that have been trained in this step by step approach for 7 years, 10 years. I would put him against any graduate of any theological institution in the world in terms of their capacity to know and do theology.
所以呢，我能够将到呢一班咁样训练出嚟嘅过程嘅产生嘅领袖，比起一切咧喺高级嘅神学院里面训练出嚟嘅，大家都系可以不分伯仲嘅。
Now you notice what I said, know and do.
所以知道就需要去行出嚟。
Because everything they know, they've done. They know how to deal with the wolves when they come in and try and steal the sheep. They know how to pray for people who are sick. They know how to bring back a straying church member. They know how to help parents raise up their children in a godly way. They know how to share their faith. Any number of things. Now, I'm giving you some very brief case studies. I want you to take 2 minutes to think about what you've heard and see if you can jot down some of your observations and some of the key issues on this case study. What were some of the things that you saw?
大家觀察到啲咩嘢，或者係領受到啲咩呢？
Did you observe that the training was personal?
有冇觀察到嗰個嘅訓練係相當個人性嘅？
Doesn't always have to be one-on-one. It could be one-on-two or three, but each one gets personal attention to know what it is God wants them to do next.
係一定話咧，係一定係需要個人一對一咁樣，但係起碼一對兩，一對三個，係啦，每一個人都得到個訓練嘅過程，得到好多個人性嗰個嘅觸摸嘅。
It was not a vertical relationship, but coming alongside.
如果唔係一個由上到下嘅模式，而係話一個係伙伴式嘅喺旁邊嗰個嘅師徒制嘅指導。
The evangelism sought to reach whole network.
所以係嚟到整個網絡地嚟到去接觸。
They're always clarifying the next step.
所以基本上都會澄清咗下一步就係什麼。
Not losing sight of the harvest.
而咧唔會忽視咗嗰個嘅廣大嘅和尚。
Loving relationships and a servant attitude.
其中有一個嘅服侍嘅態度，並且有一個愛護嘅關係。
It was on the job training.
呢個係在呢個實際工場上嘅訓練。
And I'm sure there are many other things you observe.
可能仲有其他好多大家觀察到嘅原則。
Let's look at the next page, page 11.
嗱，我睇到十一頁有關呢個應用。
We're trying to bring this to application for you.
嗱，我哋而家嘗試咧將呢個帶到喺大家現成嘅處境裏面嘅應用。
If you want to develop leaders, you need to start with the end result in mind.
所以，我哋要嚟到去培訓領袖嘅時候，我哋需要開始嘅時候已經有一個遙望著個中目係啲咩嘢。
What is the character you want to develop in your people?
究竟你想遇到去訓練嗰個人，你想去建立啲乜嘢嘅品格嘅中目嘅質素？
I think it's three passages of scripture that give me a lot to work on.
我諗到三段嘅經文對我有好大嘅啟示嘅。
Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes.
馬太第五章裡面講到嘅八福。
Galatians chapter 5, through the Spirit.
講到加拉太書第五章裡面講到聖靈嘅果子。
Which one? 1 Timothy 3.
提摩太前書第三章。
The character qualities of leaders.
講到咧，即係一個嘅領導嘅質素同埋品格。
If you just use those three chapters, those three sections alone, you'd have a lifetime of character development.
如果你就係單純純粹單單用嗰三年嘅經文，已經咧有一個終身都用之不盡嘅一個中目嘅品格要建立嘅東西。
Specifically, what are the skills you want to develop?
還有佢有啲咩嘅技巧技能，我哋想你所培訓嘅人所要有嘅咧？
I sat down with a pastor leader one time, and he wanted to know better how to train his cell group leaders and his cell group coaches.
所以咧，我哋有一次，我同一個嘅教牧嘅領導人嚟到坐低，同佢研究呢個問題。
And even the cell group directors, or what's sometimes called zone pastors.
所以譬如一啲細胞教會裏面嘅領袖所需要有嘅技能。
And I said, well, what do you specifically want your cell leaders to do?
所以我對佢話，究竟具體嚟講，你想你嗰個小組嘅領袖係能夠做啲咩嘢？能夠做啲咩嘢？
So he taught.
所以教導。
And as he talked, I typed it on my computer.
所以咧，佢喺度講啦，咁於是咧，我就打入曬個電腦當中。
Made a list.
列咗一個嘅清單出嚟。
And he knew very clearly what he wanted them to do. Had a big long list of things that he wanted them specifically to be able to do.
佢又能夠將到一連串嘅清單式嘅一個項目嚟到去講得出嚟。
And he described it in behavioral terms.
佢能够按着呢个人嗰个行为表态上面嘅一个表现嚟到做单位。
Then we grouped it into appropriate categories.
于是我哋将佢嚟到分咗一类。
And over the course of 2 days, he got a very clear training agenda, job description, if you would, in behavioral terms of cell group leaders, cell group coaches, and the zone pastors or cell group directors.
所以咧，对呢个嘅小组不同嘅阶层嘅领导人所需要嘅质素嘅又构成咗一个非常丰富嘅训练嘅清单。
I focus mostly on character and skills.
我特别焦点喺呢个品格同埋技巧。
And if you develop Christ-like character and develop appropriate skills, then you do have to have some knowledge that serves those two agendas.
因为我哋有一个系近乎基督嘅品格，同埋一啲系适切嘅技巧嘅时候，我哋还需要知识。
Most of the time, pastors don't develop good leaders if they don't know what they're trying to produce.
有的时候我哋甚至可以训练领袖嘅时候，我哋都唔知佢想去到边一度。
So start with the end in mind.
所以我哋先要由嗰个遥望下个中目去到边嘅时候，喺嗰个嚟到去屈翻转头。
Second step for application.
第二个有关应用嘅。
Become more intentional in raising up leaders for evangelism and multiplication.
要蓄意地嚟到培训报道及繁殖嘅领袖。
Here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different kinds of leaders in church multiplication movement.
呢度咧喺嗰个嘅呢个教会嗰个增长嘅运动里面有七种嘅领袖。
First is the disciple-making leader who starts and multiplies cell groups.
呢个第一个咧就话开始同埋繁殖小组嘅门徒训练嘅领袖。
There's the pioneer pastor who gathers multiple cell groups and forms a new congregation.
而另外一种咧就系能够凝聚数个小组成为新堂会嘅开方式嘅职堂工作者。
There's the catalytic church planter that starts multiple churches.
还有嘅就系一啲能够催化嘅职堂嘅工作者。
There's the coach or the Barnabas who equips and empowers church planters.
还有呢就好似呢个嚟到就好似能够加力同埋装备职堂工作者嘅教练人。
There's the mentor who raises up disciple-making leaders, cell leaders, and church planters, missionaries, the one that catalyzes the leadership development system.
有一啲能够去造就出一个领袖训练系统里面培育嘅一班嘅领袖群。
There's the senior pastor that will help the pastor that will help get new churches started. That's the church planting one. That one's not on your list.
一个喺呢个七个里面冇列低嘅，就系一啲能够咧系主任级嘅牧师嚟到去训练呢啲牧师可以继续接堂。
Because the harvest is so vast.
因为嗰个嘅庄稼系咁广大。
We've got to multiply disciples and groups and congregations and churches all over the place.
所以我哋实际系喺任何嘅地方同埋角落，都需要嚟提升各个层次嘅领袖。
But there's many different ways to be involved in that movement of God.
呢个实际系有好多多元化嘅方式嚟到去参与提个神自己呢一个运动。
Now let's take a look at how that can all come together.
所以我哋睇第十二页啦。
Take a look at page 12.
第十二页。
This ties together everything we've been talking about, starting at the basic level.Of how do you have a simple way of making and multiplying disciples, and one way there's that life transformation group concept.
所以咧，如果最简单嘅能够门徒训练嘅，就系有关一个能够去转化人生命嘅小组，就系呢度咧系第一项打横嘅第一项，第二个嗰个行业啦。
Notice the starting point there is just people who need Christ and are willing to be faithful through the process.
留意嗰个起步点咧，就系嗰啲需要主嘅人，并且喺呢个过程里面系忠心嘅。
Some of these will become proven disciple makers and multipliers。
而咧，其中呢度有一部分嘅，佢哋会成为咗系透过呢个嘅实践嚟到成为咗训练者同埋繁殖者。
Those are the ones that are good cell leaders。
而呢啲就成为咗一个细胞嘅里面嘅好嘅领导人。
And as you mentor them, coach them, be Barnabas to them.You see many of them become proven cell leaders and coaches.
而你咁样嚟到去继续嘅嚟到去做佢嘅教练佢训练佢，佢就能够成为咗一个好嘅小组教会同埋教练。
From the proven cell leaders and coaches, they can start multiplying ministries and see new congregations even begin to get formed.
系啊，因为咁嘅时候，呢个培育继续去，呢个成为咗小组嘅组长同埋一个教练嘅人士。
So out of that, some will become proven pastors, church planters, and missionaries.
而因为咁嘅时候，其中有一部分佢哋就成为咗职堂者、宣教士同埋牧者。
And those people can start multiplying churches, and some will become proven apostolic leaders, starting whole movements.
呢个咧就第四个行列，第四个打环嘅行列啦，就系成为一班繁殖堂会嘅人，而喺呢个当中更加成为咗使徒式嘅领袖。
Do you see how this is a process that starts in the harvest and then provides step-by-step leadership development to see a movement of God happening while evangelism is happening, while disciples are being formed, while cell groups are being started and multiplied in churches?
所以你睇到呢一个吓，实在一步一步嘅吓，成个嘅行列嘅当中吓，从小到大嘅不同层次嘅，无论系门训，无论系细胞小组，无论教会，就系如此地从嗰个嘅和场之中产生出嚟嘅领袖。
Now, I know this is a big, big picture, and for some of you, you sit looking at this and going,
Whoa!
You're looking very calm on the outside, so it's okay, you haven't given yourself away. But let's come back to earth. Questions. How are you going to develop a reproducible system that includes the key components that lead to multiplication movement?
大家睇嗰个反省嗰个第一项嘅问题，佢话你会怎样实施一个包括哪些繁殖堂会运动主要要素嘅再生系统呢
？Those five key components are evangelism and discipleship.
啊，因为有五个嘅成嘅元素，第一个就系 A 嘅，就系报道及门徒训练
，modeling and mentoring。
B 嘅就系嗰个榜样同埋师傅
，cell multiplication and raising leaders from the harvest。
第 C 嘅就系小组繁殖同埋从嗰个收割庄稼里面得嚟嘅领袖
，character and skill formation。
D 嘅咧就系品格同埋技巧嘅塑造
，action and theological reflection。
行动以及神学嘅反省。
Remember the picture of the map？
有冇记住嗰幅地图嗰个嘅图画
？First you got to say where are you？
首先就话你知道你喺边度。
Secondly, where do you want to go?
第二就系话你想去边度。
Better question, where does God want you to go?
最而家更好问题就话神要你去边度。
In light of that, what priorities do you need to focus on?
喺呢一个嘅光照嘅底下，我哋需要有啲咩优先处理嘅项目咧
？And then what action steps will you take?
咁嘅时候，第三就话我哋需要有啲咩行动嘅方案或者步骤咧
？What are you going to do in the next 3 months?
嚟紧呢三个月里面你做啲乜嘢嘅？
What are you going to do in the next 12 to 18 months?
或者甚至嚟紧十二到一十八月当中，你需要做啲咩嘅步骤
？Now, in the length of time I'm going to give you a plan, you're not going to be able to work through all those issues.
当然喺我哋更有限嘅时间里面，我唔能够将呢一切嚟到去讨论。
But perhaps one of the action steps is you need to set an appointment with yourself right now to think through when am I going to think this through and begin to plan to take the next step.
所以咧，就但系我而家好需要嘅一样嘅议程，就系话我哋每个人要同自己做一个约会嘅时间，抽出腾出一段时间嚟谂下下一个步，我哋下一个步骤是什么，嚟到带领我哋去到我哋想去嘅地方。
So set an appointment in your schedule.
所以喺你自己嘅计时簿里面，要一个同一个时间出嚟。
Or you may decide who are the key people I need to start meeting with to be able to begin to process this together.
或者你谂嘅就系有冇其他嘅人需要参与呢个过程，你同佢一齐嚟到去处理呢样东西。
When are you going to do that?
几时做呢样啊？
What I'd like to do is give you a couple minutes to reflect and pray on this.
所以而家请我用第两分钟呢个时间，我个人每次嚟到默想、祷告同埋去反省。
Because no matter where you are,
就算无论你喺边一度
，it's important to figure out where it is God wants you to go and what are the next steps to begin to move you in that direction.
所以唔紧要，我哋话而家喺边个光景，最紧要就话我哋向边个方向去，同埋甚至我哋去到边一个嘅目标。
It may take you several years to work through some of the things we've talked about here.
可能呢，今日我哋所讲嘅嘢，需要你好多年嘅时间先能够达成。
But you'll never get there unless you're consistently going through the reflection and refocusing process and taking the next steps to move there.
但系，我哋唔反省，我哋唔焦点，我哋唔系重新嘅调教嘅时候咧，我哋永远都达唔到我哋要去嘅地方。
Okay, spend some time with the Lord.
好，俾两分钟嘅时间，我哋每人个别与主嚟到反省、默想、祷告。
Don't be bashful.
咁咧，正话上昼咧就讲到嗰个生命转化嗰个嘅小组啊。咁我想问咧，就如果喺教会里边咧，我开始呢一个嘅小组嘅时候，我需唔需要咧？虽然每一个小组就唔需要有特别嘅人，系好有资格咁就可以开始噶。咁但系咧，我需唔需要咧？教会里边有人咧，特别系去看管呢啲咁嘅小组？嗱，呢个第一个问题。 第二个问题就是说，如果有一些的领袖或者是比较其实好像当我啦，我啱啱去传福音，我带了一个人咁去信啦，咁我就可以同佢有一个生命转化小组。但系根据嗰十条嗰个问题咧，我好惊如果我去即系咁啊，你又问下我，我又问下你，咁如果我问佢冇问题咧，系咪？如果佢问翻我，如果有啲问题，即系我真系有啲问题，咁但系佢未必可以承担到嘅时候，咁又点样样咧？
吓 ，Let me try to do it in English for the benefit of also those who are non-Chinese-speaking brothers upstairs. And our sister here is asking a question about the life transforming group we were discussing this morning, and she is particularly interested in knowing how we're going to attend to the needs of these groups. And suppose in the case, another question related is when there is going to be the time of mutually interacting and asking those 10 questions, and how are we going to actually handle some of the complications that arise from it. I may not catch the totality of the question. If it's not clear, please do it again.
Okay. What was the first one?
It's how to superintend and correct to try to take care of the to taking care of the groups. Okay. And then Yeah, superintending the group.
Yeah. With the life transformation group concept, you don't need to give a lot of supervision to it.
有關這個生命轉化小組，你唔需要俾好多嘅看顧同埋監管嘅。
It happens quite naturally, and don't forget they're already attending, you know, people are attending the worship service, they're in a cell group.
你知道他們已經參加崇拜，又成為參加細胞小組，所以他們已經有很多其他的屬靈活動。
What I find is that people that are involved in the life transformation group, lives change far more than other people.
你發覺那些參加這些小組的，他們的生命的轉化是比其他人參加的為多。
It's the people that aren't reading the Word of God and aren't confessing their sin and encouraging each other to evangelism. Those are the ones that have problems.
而是当那些他们能够又去读圣经，又去祷告，又去祈祷，又去认罪的时候，他们的问题的处理是相当之好的。
Now, sometimes the life transformation group concept is done inside of the cell.
有时那些这个内在转化的小组呢，是在个细胞小组里面进行。
In other cases, it's done outside of the cell.
有些时候也在个细胞小组以外进行的。
I've seen it done both ways.
我也见过呢，用两种的方法都有。
But anybody in a life transformation group would normally be in some sort of a cell, and so therefore the specialized needs would get ministered to in a way that you normally do through the cell groups.
所以呢，通常呢参加呢啲细胞转化小组嘅，佢都会参加埋生命转化小组，都参加埋其他细胞小组，所以因为咁嘅缘故咧，其实咧佢哋系相存得益嘅。
So it really doesn't require a whole lot of supervision.
实际上唔需要好多嘅看顾。
I know that sounds hard to believe, but it's really true.
咁样讲就好似好难以置信，但系其实真系咁嘅。
In fact, my friend Neil Cole had started a group with a guy named Kenny.
所以咧，我有个朋友，佢就同阿 Kenny 嚟到开始呢个小组。
In the beginning, he was just a speaker.
开始嘅时候，其实呢个系 nickname 嘅，即系人人闭嘴进行，唔系公开嘅。
And he had all sorts of problems.
呢个带嚟好多嘅问题。
He became a Christian.
后来成为一个基督徒。
And later on, the person in the restaurant where this pastor used to meet, said, oh, you'd be really proud of Kenny.
然后呢，原来，哦，下一次在那个餐馆里面的时候，遇到先说，哦，你真的可以为Kenny来到，感到骄傲。
And he says, why is that?
为什么呀？
And he says, oh, don't you know that Kenny started another little group?
是因为呢，这个Kenny呢，开始其他的小组。
And he was doing with some other folks.
并且呢，带领着其他人。
And it just kind of spontaneously grows and multiplies. So,
于是呢，就呢个继续的繁殖。
Try it. I think you'll find it may be an effective way.
试下啦，这个呢，相信呢，实在系咁样，系好有效地嚟到达成嘅。
Now, hear me. I'm not trying to say this is the way you have to do it.
大家听清楚，我唔系话呢个系唯一呢个嘅方法嚟到做。
But hear me well. Whatever you do, make sure it's simple enough that absolutely anybody can do it, and make sure that it has evangelism and spiritual formation woven together in a way that allows for multiplying disciples.
所以重要嘅咧就系很简单嘅，而且咧其他人可以仿效你继续咁样做，咁啊就最紧要嘅就能够有步骤同埋造就两者系兼顾地嚟到去进行嘅。Let's
try one more question.
我有另外一条问题。
Come on up.
请呢位弟兄出嚟啊。
我好欣赏阿Bob咧讲到嗰个训练咧系师徒式系最有效嘅。
咁啊，但係我哋一般教會受訓嘅過程裏面係課堂式，啊，甚至喺教會裏面都係人哋俾 instruction 我哋，咁我哋就做啦，好少有個 mentor 喺旁邊拍住我哋一齊嘅。咁就發覺呢一種咁嘅心態咧，出嚟有時唔係一定啲資料，其實坊間已經好多呢啲資料啊。咁但係呢個拍住一齊上呢種 mentoring 咧，係要有個人就係 side by side 同你一齊拍住嘅，呢個係一個心態嚟嘅。咁啊，但係做牧會嘅又會好忙喎。咁如果呢種心態唔係太強嘅時候咧，就結果就冇時間去做呢啲嘢。點樣可以培養或者喺個教會嘅環境裏面咧，將呢種 training mentality 咧好強嘅打入喺嗰啲嘅領袖嘅心裏面，做到啊 Bob 先生所講呢啲 mentoring 嘅嘢咧？
And our brother asked him that he appreciates Brother Logan consider mentoring as the most effective way of training, but most of our training in the church and conventionally speaking is using the instructional or even classroom sort of a mode of training.And in view of the busy life of the ministers and mentoring is a sort of, my brother's opinion, is a kind of mentality. Then how may the local church be able to equip our people to such mentality?
Just start doing it.
需要的就是开始开步。
Find a person that needs some training.
找一个需要训练的人。
And say, why don't you come with me?
你們跟著我吧。
Let's go.
那我們去吧。
And you take them on this hospital visit.
所以你們去醫院探訪的時候呢，就帶他們去。
And they just watch you.
於是他就觀察你。
Next person you go visit, say, hey, why don't you help a little?
所以如果你下次去探另外人的時候，就說，你幫幫手，來一起去探吧。
And just start doing it on the job.
於是乎呢，就在這個這樣的過程裡面，觀察去模仿去仿效。
And then give them a little assignment to do it.
然後給他們多功課去做。
One of the best ways to do it is simply start changing your behavior.
最好的方法之一呢，就是慢慢来改变他的行为。
Now, I'm not saying, you know, scrap all the training meetings you have in your church.
我这个意思不是将你所有的教会里面现有那种课堂式的训练，就将它翻腾换面。
But you can start doing it personally.
但你开始从少少的个人的开始。
And people will start feeling the benefits of that.
当你弟兄姊妹这样的会众等我到这个好处的时候，
And in your training meetings, you, the ones that you have control over, get them into a little group process, like we're doing here.
所以呢，在那个的训练的，时间里面呢，咁尝试有一些的，是小组的时间，分享的时间，好像我现在这里所做的。
Part of what I've been doing with you these times is to try to model for you how you could potentially do this kind of thing in your own church setting.
所以我们有这个反省的时间，有少少的时间就是来到成为一种模式，一个榜样，能够你回到自己堂会的时候都是照本照本这样做。
If we weren't losing so much time because of the translation requirement, I'd actually give you more opportunities for group process.
如果不是那个翻译那么衰咗晒时间呢，那么其实可以教你多些东西。
But my limitation in Cantonese means that we have some time pressures.
但没计，我不是这么讲的话。
But I will try for next time.
还是试一下了，有人看
到。To learn a little more. Oh. no, I'm not trying. It's a very difficult language.
I just kidding.
I think I would starve here if I had to order in Chinese.
Thank you.所以我就讲咧，就系需要嘅，就系嚟到开始，系嘛
？I guess the key point to answer your question is a long journey that, as they say, begins with a single step.
先系起一步，先系起第一步。
So do the reflection and refocusing process. Figure out where you're trying to go, and then figure out what the next steps are. Then stop and reflect and pray, and figure out what you want to go again.What the next steps are, and just step by step, you can begin to move in this direction.
So you 开始嚟到去反省，嚟到去重新焦点，于是你开始个小步，又跟住再反省，再焦点，又开始另外一步，于是一步一步嘅时候，你又达到你嘅目标。
So don't get discouraged. It's the journey that's the most important part.
所以叫我哋唔好灰心，唔好气馁啊！我哋开始系重要嘅。
Because those of you that are visionary leaders, what happens is when you get close to the destination, guess what? You just move the destination further.
所以就算一啲好有意向嘅领袖人吓，佢哋都会咧有一个呢个过程里面遇到困难同埋气馁。
And so a true leader never really gets to the destination.
啊，所以其实一个真正嘅领袖咧，可能佢永远都抵达唔到佢目标。
Because they keep moving the target.
但系咧，佢每一次嚟到去继续向前走嘅时候，就越嚟越接近。
Therefore, we've got to enjoy the trip.
所以我哋希望能够唔单止系谂住个终目，并且能够享受下呢个过程。
So I guess my encouragement to you is begin the process.
所以我鼓励你嘅就系话，快快开始呢个步骤。
And affirm the things that you're doing well already.
啊，继续你要肯定，俾你自己多啲肯定，你所做嘅系好的。
And by the Spirit of God, begin to take the next steps that He's asking you to take.
啊，所以咧就靠住圣灵嗰个指导，我哋嚟到去继续开步做神嘅灵指导我嘅另一步。
And you can team up with others to help in that process too.
啊，我哋继续喺呢个过程当中嚟到去有其他人嘅帮助。
真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构，我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，要无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。